member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
Don and Mike, anytime, from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Stop the run.
Well, we all made it to Philadelphia.
Well, I hope we left some people home.
No, we're all here, Mike.
All of us?
We're all here. It's
oh,
me.
You brought them.
Yeah. It's me, it's you, it's Rob, it's Buzz, it's Lisa. Oh, and you're talking about those...
My buddies.
Yeah, the little men. The kids in the brown shirts?
Yeah. I like to call them the Bastards.
No, they're here.
Yeah, do it. Oh, no. No, get them out of here.
Hello, friends.
Get them out of here, please.
There you go.
They missed their train. They missed their train, but they eventually made it.
All right, now hit the other thing, Joe.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy, himself. A man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Ah, yes, and good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Glute the Gringles off your Fooster and all the ships at sea. And now the stars of the Philadelphia Touring Company of Mamma Mia, broadcasting live from the Sabi Annex at WYSP. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, Joe, hit me with that fake canned applause now, and keep the music hot. Keep the music good and hot now.
Hey, hold his hand, Don.
Give me the... There you go.
Yeah.
Try to make it sound as much like the show that you allegedly work on every day.
Very good.
And hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Monday. April 8th. Phone numbers, here you go, from anywhere in America, including... Philadelphia, where we are today.
Beautiful Philly.
877-365-3636. Washington, D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. New York, WNEW 877-692-1027. And while we're at WYSP in Pennsylvania, call 215-263-ROCK.
Oh, yeah, man, this is a rock station.
And in New Jersey, call 856-590-9494.
Well, aren't they nice here at WYSP in Philadelphia with a Welcome Don and Mike banner right across from the Liberty Bell? I think that is...
Told you it's a real radio station, Mike.
It really is. It's a beautiful facility. It's so strange to come into a place that doesn't look like it's gone through somebody's small intestine.
Somebody, excuse me. He beat me up again this morning as we were leaving the hotel.
Where is he?
He had me down. He actually had his foot on my neck. And he said, listen, you bastard, don't forget today, introduce me on the goddamn show. So here he is now from another studio, Buzz Burbank.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz. Hi.
There he is. Now, Buzz, don't feel isolated.
Oh.
I actually requested this setup.
Yes, that's what I hear.
Because this setup, no, don't take it so freaking personally.
Okay.
Because the setup at YSP is similar to the setup we have at home.
God, Buzz, can you be any further away?
Where Mike and I and Rob are in the main studio.
I'm still in Washington.
I was going to say, I thought we were going to bring him with us.
Now Buzz is in the next studio, and I can make
eye contact. Tell the truth, Buzz is actually in a studio in Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
I can make eye contact with Buzz. Buzz is in what they call at WYSP, the newsroom.
Right. The news booth.
So when I was up here a month or so ago,
I'll get up.
I said, put him in the newsroom. You see him?
Hi, Buzz.
There you go.
That'll be it for today.
There's Buzz. So, listen, we're in Philly, and I got weekend stuff to tell you about and stuff that happened to us
us last night, and we've got a big show planned for you today with some special Philly twists.
I've got lots of thank yous to go out today.
Okay, we'll get to it, Mike.
Very good.
We'll get to it. But our lead story today, and this was the lead on the news last night on the Philadelphia News. I love this story, that the parents of a 12-year-old have been arrested because what they did was they took this kid and they put him, I think I can hear you breathing. That's not you?
No.
Is that you?
I'm like 2 feet off mic. I doubt it.
Buzz?
No, it's not.
Stop breathing, Buzz.
All right.
Stop. It's almost like when Gordon Liddy was on WJFK. See, now you're doing it on purpose.
Right now. Whenever you do that, I just,
Do you remember
it's,
when...
It's new environments, always very interesting.
Do you remember...
Hey, can I ask you a question about these microphones?
Yeah.
You see when these microphones are sitting up like this?
Yeah.
They're supposed to... Aren't they supposed to be pointing down?
Point it at your face. I mean, here
comes...
Come here. Now, the engineer of WYSP, really, no kidding, his name is Dick Bag.
You know him from this old house.
Would you instruct Mike
right.
on the proper way, or me on the proper way to use our mics? Here you go. Hold on a second. To the side, like that? That's how you're supposed to do it?
Oh, you sound much better.
This is
how they're supposed to sound?
I got you.
How about like this?
See, that? I guess that's the way I was doing it, which was the wrong way, Mike.
They're different than the ones
see,
at
I
home.
Thought, see, you're talking to the sideways part of the microphone.
Like you can be like that if you like.
Yeah. You're talking to the sideways part. Wow, that's weird.
Yeah, you're talking to your...
And now I guess it sounds better.
This is Broadcasting 101.
These are probably tests we should have done before we went on the air, but I kept telling the people from YSB, we know what we're doing. Just put us in the studio and just leave us the frig alone.
Right.
All right, Rob, let's test yours out. See how yours is.
Hello.
Come on now. Come on, use your DJ voice.
Hi, and good morning.
There you go. Okay.
Good morning, Mike.
Hey, how funny is that? The engineer's name. You're breathing again.
I am. I'm breathing. I'm not feeling real.
Yo, you don't want that, Richard?
No, okay. He doesn't have a lot of patience with that.
I guess every disc jockey that comes through here mentions the fact that the engineer's name is Richard Bag.
Yeah.
And he doesn't think it's funny.
Hey, Richard, come here for a second.
No, he just walked out and gave me the thumbs down.
Really? No?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's probably the one guy that we need on our side today.
Absolutely.
So let's...
Good to be working with you, Richard.
Let's go easy on that. So the lead story here in the...
What happened to the parents of the 12-year-old?
In the Delaware Valley areas. They have a 12-year-old kid.
Right.
And the kid has done something to piss the parents off. So what the mom and dad do is they got a doghouse in the backyard.
Right.
And it's a doghouse incidentally. It looks like Charlie built it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like a homemade doghouse.
What it is it's four pieces of plywood.
Right. Like a lean-to. And written on it in magic marker is Scooby-Doo.
Okay. So the kid pisses the mom and dad off. The kid does something. What the kid does, I'm not sure. The mom and dad take the kid, the 12-year-old, and they put him in the doghouse. Then they get another piece of plywood, and they hammer it closed.
They hammer it closed.
And while the kid's in there, the dad is outside smoking a cigarette, blowing the cigarette smoke into the doghouse.
Oh, my God.
And last night on TV, it was the lead story on all the stations, they had the mom on TV going, we are the best parents in the world.
What happened to the kid?
The kid's fine.
They didn't, like, die or anything.
No, the kid is fine. A man and woman were jailed after they barricaded the woman's 12-year-old son in a doghouse with a family dog and blew cigarette smoke in through an opening.
Wow.
Diane Balot and her boyfriend, Mark Owens, are charged with endangering the welfare of a child, and no one yet knows what the boy was being punished for.
Well, that's what we have to know to find out whether it was justified or not.
I don't know. All I know is that...
just kidding.
I heard the story on the news last night.
Right.
It was in the hotel. I called Frida and I said, I have got a great new idea.
A great new idea for punishment.
The next time Bart breaks his curfew.
There you go.
The next time my son, who's 17, does something.
Out to the doghouse.
First, I've got to build a doghouse. And incidentally, this doghouse is so poorly constructed. It looks to me like the treehouse that I attempted to build for my son about 10 years ago.
Did you call Tony Coulter?
Oh, the mad dog. Who let the dogs out?
It's the doghouse.
So that is that's like the lead story today.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
That's all everybody's talking about.
That's bad parenting.
That's great.
And you gotta
see them because, I mean, they are...
Is there a picture of the kid?
No, there wasn't a picture of the kid, but you had the mom on TV.
Right, smoking.
The mom who looked like she had just been pulled from an episode of Cops.
Oh, really? Yeah, of course.
She had that look. She's got that fat, she got the bad teethers.
Yeah.
And she's on TV going,
My boyfriend is a good man. He loved my son. He never done nothing to him to make him act this way.
He didn't mean nothing bad by it. He don't mean no nothing bad by it. He's a good man, my boyfriend.
All right, wow, what was that?
That was Buzz taking a drink of soda.
No. Let's go to Gabe.
Hello, Gabe, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don, what's going on?
Hey, man, is this the guy who always calls to say hi to Buzz?
Yeah, that's me. Hey,
good morning, Gabe.
Hello,
Gabriel.
I got something to get off my chest.
All right, go ahead, what?
Hey, remember when you were having Make Me Laugh the other day?
Yeah.
And you got a New York call with, like, a really disgusting joke that you couldn't put on the air?
Uh-huh.
That was me.
Well, that's all right, Gabe. Don't worry about it.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thanks.
You're a good man. Yes, Gabe.
Stellar work. Keep it off, huh?
Thank you. You too.
All right, fellas.
Have a good day.
All right, goodbye, Gabriel.
Bye. Stellar job today.
There is Gabriel.
That's Gabriel Kaplan.
And now that was a test. I guess we will be able to take calls from everywhere. That was from New York.
Yes.
We'll take the calls from D.C. We'll take the national calls.
Very good.
We can
very
take
good.
The calls from Philly. They keep telling me now to give out the number. I guess people know the numbers of the radio station, don't they? 215-263-ROCK.
That's the local number here in Philadelphia.
Although I hate it when they give out numbers like that because it takes you all day to go R-O-C-K. It's 215-263-7625.
Especially if you go R-O-C-K in the USA.
And in New Jersey, 856-590-9494. Let me just say right up front today that we do have some money that we'd like to offer up. I don't know if anyone's going to show up for this or not today. YSP is right in downtown Philadelphia.
We're right across from the Liberty Building.
And as a matter of fact, we are going to be offering up cash money to girls and guys who show up for the nude feud.
The nude feud!
Now, if nobody shows, that's fine. I'll deal with that. But we've got that. We're ready. We've got an entire show planned. But
nothing like a little Philadelphia nudity.
If people want to show up today for the chance to win $500, come on down. We'll play the nude feud, which is just like the family feud.
Right.
Except when you get a question wrong, you got to take your clothes off.
You have to disrobe. Right.
That's it. So if you want to come down, come on down. Now,
I can hear you writing, Rob. I can hear you writing loud and clear.
As can I.
Oh, okay, I'll have to.
Rob's mic's a little hot, I think. That's
well, you and Rob are sharing a microphone pod.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's what it is.
Oh, okay.
Joy.
Joy, oh, rapture.
WYSP is a...
Unplug it, Rob.
A radio station that pretty much just plays records.
Yeah.
You know, until they've had the format change.
They're not used to having a lot of people in here.
Sure.
And here is the gem that Rob was scribbling. Come to the Liberty Bell and show your crack.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Rob. Very nice.
It was worth it.
Thank you.
I like it.
So the station is WYSP. It's a legendary Philadelphia radio station.
It's funny. I'm sorry.
And no, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
Come to the Liberty Bell and show your crack.
It's not funny.
It is funny.
It's not funny.
Show your crack.
It's not funny.
Showing your crack is funny on any level.
Not funny. Before we get to the weekend stuff, and I've got a ton of weekend stuff to get to, I have a brief rave out against the fine people at MapQuest. Okay. I put in there D.C. going to Philadelphia to the address of the hotel that we stayed at.
Buzz, if you're going to drink that soda.
You know, and what is that, your bong water? What is that? I keep hearing it sounds like...
I don't know if that's going over the air or not.
I'm hearing in the right channel. Only in the right channel. It just sounds like...
Yes, Lisa? Here comes our producer, Lisa.
Nothing.
With a note.
Just checking things out.
I would be glad to.
Oh, let me see the note. The note says, will you sleep with me?
Wow.
Sure. What motivated her to come in with that note?
The note really says, show me your crack.
At the Liberty Bell.
Everybody's a helper today.
Yeah, there's a lot of help around here.
Offer concert tickets for Nude Feud, too.
You know how you know this is a rock station?
That's what the note said.
You know how you know it's a rock station,
ow,
though?
Ow.
Lockers.
Yeah. All the DJ lockers.
They got DJ lockers.
Cool. All the DJ lockers. Let's
smelly DJ lockers.
Talk to Eric. Hello, Eric. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Eric. Hey, dude, are you there? I'm working on this system.
That's all right. It's brand new.
Bear with me. Eddie from Queens. Eddie from Queens. Don and Mike Show from Philadelphia.
Hey, what's up, Don, Mike, Buzz? How you doing?
Hey, Eddie. Hi.
I just want to thank you for giving us the new feud. We had a game show at the bar we hang out at. It was called the Snatch Game.
The snatch game?
Is that anything like the match game?
Yeah, that's what we had. It was great. We had a good time, but we got it off you, like the new feud, so we called it the snatch game.
You know what? We might have to steal that ourselves, Eddie.
Thank you, Eddie.
Hey, we borrowed yours. You could borrow ours. So,
all right, thanks, Ed.
Thank you.
Bye bye. See you later. All right. Yeah, the phones in fact are working. Okay. Now MapQuest.
Oh yes. Yeah.
So what I do is I type in Washington D.C. What?
Just throw that over the side.
There's no garbage can.
There's one back here.
I don't have one on my side.
Okay.
So when I'm pretending now that I'm just driving in my car.
Yeah.
And what I'm doing, no, I mean with the garbage.
Oh, okay, all right. But your car is, you know what? I drove into the parking lot the other day. I'm amazed at how immaculate your car is.
Very nice.
You keep that car of yours
in
absolute pristine condition.
You could eat off that car.
Incredible. So, I mean, I don't slight yourself on that.
But no, the reason my car is so clean is that what the move you just saw where I crumbled up a piece of paper.
Yeah, that's with the window open.
And yeah, that's what I was saying. I crumbled up a piece of paper and I couldn't find a garbage can, so I just threw it behind some of the machinery here. In the YSP studio. Yeah, someone will come up with it.
Someone in the next decade.
So MapQuest.
Yes.
I type in Washington, D.C. to Philadelphia to the location of our hotel.
Did you type in your specific address at home to the address of the hotel?
Yeah, but it gives you all the stuff that you already know, like get on the beltway.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Go on 95 North. Go through the Harbor Tunnel in Baltimore. Incidentally, bad move on my part. Orioles are playing the opening weekend yesterday.
What time did you head out of town?
About 11 o'clock.
Oh, right. Wow. Prime baseball time. 1:30 game. I was there Saturday for a game.
I'm sitting on 95 North going, what the F is this? Is there a wreck or something? And then I see all the, all the Orioles flags and stuff, and I realize...
The game, and it's, there's just no way of getting into that city when there's a game.
I picked the wrong time, but suffice to say, I get through all of that stuff. I get through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I get to the 95 to Philadelphia.
Right.
MapQuest says, here's what it says. Exit 16, Columbus Street, Washington Boulevard or Washington Avenue.
Off of 95?
Off 95. Well, as it turns out, it's not exit 20. It's not exit 16, it's exit 20. So I drive like an idiot in a big circle looking for exit 16.
So MapQuest has already given you the wrong exit.
So I figure out that they got the wrong exit.
Right.
So now what I do is I find the exit, and MapQuest says to me, they say on this little piece of paper, it says, when you get to the bottom of Columbus Street,
right. Go
right onto Washington Avenue. Or rather, it said go left. I don't know what it said. Whatever it said, it was the wrong way.
Oh, no. So they've given you the wrong exit and now the wrong direction.
So that's what it was. It said go left when, in fact, I should have gone right. So I make a left. I'm driving for like 3 miles. And the thing says you go 0.46, like a half a mile.
Yeah, which really means you should be there in half a block.
So I'm terribly screwed up. I turn around again on Columbus, and I see now they've given me the wrong information again.
Right.
That I was supposed to go right on Columbus, and there is Washington Boulevard. Now you make a right on Washington Boulevard.
Or a left.
So I make the right on Washington Boulevard. It's the only turn that you can make.
Right.
And it says, go to 5th Street, turn right, and the hotel is 0.88 miles away, meaning it's less than a mile away.
Sure. That's easy.
So, anyone from Philadelphia probably knows the area I'm talking about. You're on Washington Street off Columbus Boulevard. You come up to South 5th Street. You make a right-hand turn, and I'm watching on the odometer. Well, now, first off, as soon as I make the turn, I realize that either a luxury hotel is located
In the worst part of Philadelphia?
In the Buzzard Park equivalent of...
Buzzard Point?
Yeah, Buzzard Point, right. The place where Mayor Barry buys his drugs.
Right.
Either that or Buzz, knock it off. Either that or someone's made a terrible mistake at MapQuest.
Right, exactly. So you're not in the best of neighborhoods.
So I am in a high crime rate area.
Right, right.
Driving my beautiful, shiny
Escalade.
I'm a drug dealer Cadillac Escalade.
Yeah, a car that says, you've got crack in the glove compartment.
You're in a neighborhood that's ripe for renewal.
Right.
Right, and I'm not finding anyone who I...
Hi, could you tell me where I get to my luxury hotel?
Feel comfortable enough with to ask if they know where the Omni International Hotel is.
Are you getting stared at?
I am getting stared at. I am getting approached. I come to a red light, and guys are walking up to the side of my car.
There you go.
Right?
Very, very dicey.
And I'm just leaving the windows up.
And his mama cried.
And I realized that...
When did you start to cry?
It was 10 minutes into it. I kept it together for a good 10
right.
minutes.
And then the tears began to flow.
And, yeah, and my tears eventually, as Michael Jackson says, my tears turns to laughter.
That's a good thing.
Because I realize that MapQuest has screwed me, and I'm in the ghetto.
Right.
I mean, there's no doubt about it. I am in the ghetto.
You're lost.
I can buy a gun. I can buy crack.
Right.
I can buy weed. I can get an abortion.
Right.
You name it, I can get it.
That's great.
And about the time that I figure this out is as I am pulling away from the stoplight, there's a gang of four or five kids who look like Lil Bow Wow.
Right.
And they're just running after my car.
Oh, my no. God.
They're just running after the car.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
And they've all got the pants on bag. These are like 11-year-old kids.
Yeah.
Just scaring the frig out of me.
Sure.
So I lay on the
what
pedal.
What school do you go to?
I lay on the pedal, and I eventually say, you know what I got to do? I got to get to downtown.
Right.
Because they told me the hotel is close to the radio station.
Well, you know, when you're in a city this size, you can get hopelessly lost.
Sure.
So I also found out that Philadelphia is very similar to D.C. in the fact that they have one-way streets.
Right.
And now I know all towns have one-way streets, but Philadelphia is equally confusing to D.C. in as far as once you get on a one-way street, if you want to get on the street you're supposed to be on that runs parallel to it, you might have to go 20 blocks.
Yeah, you got to make a box.
Right. Yeah,
sometimes
you gotta,
a bigger box than normal.
You got to go like, and what happens is, I finally find 6th Street,
right.
And I want to be on 5th Street.
Right.
So I'm on 6th Street, and it's like with a cobblestone, roads. Like
now, if you're on 6th Street, you're close to the hotel.
I'm very close, but they have it closed off because of a street festival.
Oh, those pesky street festivals.
So what I have to do is I have to go all the way up 6th Street to turn around and come back to 5th.
Put those festivals in a building.
Well, as it turns out, the further away I get from the festival and the Ben Franklin-type cobblestone streets, I suddenly realize that once again, I'm heading back into the land of the velour jogging suit.
Oh, no. So you're still hopelessly lost.
Yes. Although this time, it's not... Before I had been like in a predominantly black neighborhood. This time, I think I was more in a mafia type neighborhood,
like an old Italian neighborhood.
Well, there were lots of guys like Christopher from
yeah.
The Sopranos.
Hey, what's it to you?
Lots of guys that age.
Hey, forget about it.
Who were wearing the velour jogging suits?
You look lost with that nice shiny car,
like Paulie wears.
That is a very nice shiny car that you happen to be lost with. So, I suppose you'd like to find your way, wouldn't you?
So I figure,
my friend,
at this point, you know what I'm going
to
do?
You go slide. Over to the passenger side. Let me drive, my friend.
No, I'm going
to
press the button, and I'm going to call OnStar.
Oh, there you go.
OnStar, the GM friend.
Their team of tards waiting to help you.
I call OnStar, and immediately goes, welcome to OnStar.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, hello, I'm in Philadelphia, and I'm trying to find the Omni Hotel. And the woman says, give me just a moment, please.
Right. Let me see if I can find where you are.
And I think, well, now I got it set. And then, the bitch comes back on and she says, our system is currently down.
Of course, because that's what OnStar is.
Our system is currently down. I can't locate you. However, tell me where you are. And I will look on a map and try to help you.
Oh, no.
Ye old map.
I said, okay.
Incredible. OnStar is, I mean, I had it years ago when it first came out, and they did this every time to me.
I'm on 6th Street, and I want to get on 5th Street. And the woman says to me, well, make a left-hand turn. I say to her, I'm going away from the city. I'm on 6th Street. All I want to do is go back towards the city on 5th Street. She says, at the next available intersection, make a left-hand turn. I said, honey, I have gone for nearly 13 blocks, and all of the corresponding streets
right, are one way.
Are one way going the other way. And then she says, please don't call me honey.
Yeah, of course, because they have plenty of attitude at OnStar.
Please don't call me honey.
I tell you, it's amazing to hear you go through these experiences that I had with the same system.
So I finally said to her, after I had continued up 6th Street and was unable to find a cross street, I said,
Stay on the line with me because I'm going to go down a one-way alley now the wrong way.
What you wanted to do was take a right-hand turn and then shoot back on a one-way street going in the other direction until you got to a cross street that would take you all the way across to Fifth Street. So she gave you the instructions to take a left-hand turn when the instruction should have been to take your first available right-hand turn, mm-hmm. get on the next cross street, which would have probably been 8th Street, take a right, go back down to a one-way street, cut across to 5th Street, and
you lost me, but whatever you're saying, I'm sure it's true.
Absolutely.
But what I end up saying to her is, I'm going to go down a one-way street the wrong way.
Right.
I'm going to go down an alley the wrong way, but I want you to stay on the line with me, Miss OnStar,
right.
just in case a cop stops me,
sure.
or just in case I run into somebody.
She'll get you out of the ticket.
because yeah. Oh, yeah. you have told me I'm operating on your instructions
right.
that you've told me that I should make my first available left-hand
and
turn.
And then did you call her baby doll?
and I S you not, I head down the road, I'm going down an alley, I get to the end of the alley, and guess who's sitting there?
Johnny Law.
John Q. Law.
Oh, no.
John Q. Law on a horse.
Oh, yeah, a lot of that around Philly.
on a horse.
Just like it was in the days of our forefathers.
I said, I'm still on with OnStar, and I say to the woman, I say...
Citizen.
I say, I'm being pulled over by the cops right now.
Oh, yeah. Thou art breaking the law.
Yes, oh, yes, oh, yes.
And she says... Why are you being pulled over by a policeman? I said, because I followed your instructions and took the first left-hand turn and I went down a one-way street. She said, I never instructed you to go down a one-way street. I said, please just stay on the line with me. The policeman is getting off his horse now.
Right. I bet she's scared now.
Now, at this point, she's laughing. And I say... I don't think there's anything funny here. And she said, you just said that you are in Philadelphia. Are you in downtown Philadelphia? Yes. And the policeman is on a horse? I said, yeah, the cop is on a horse. So the cop comes up to my car.
If it was OnStar, you should have said he's a mounted police officer.
So the cop comes up to the car and he says, excuse me, that's a one-way street.
Hey, Wingnut, what are you doing on that street?
And I said, officer... It's not my fault. It is the fault of this woman. And I said, lady, I don't even know your name. Say hello to the officer. And I looked at the cop and I said, incidentally, it's OnStar, and she doesn't believe that you're on a horse. So now the cop sticks his head inside the window of my car to where the microphone is, and he says, ma'am, indeed, I am a city of Philadelphia police officer, and I am riding a horse.
That's funny.
So then she...
Indeedy-doo.
She says nothing. The guy says to me, didn't you see the sign that says one way? I said, yeah, but I've been driving on this road, and it seems to me you can never make a left-hand turn.
Right.
And then the cop started to say, I believe what you were saying, something like, well, you shouldn't be looking to make a left-hand, because I told the cop
you should take a right-hand turn and make the box.
So the cop
go around and make a box.
The cop starts telling me, you should go this way or this way, and I said, don't tell me, tell the lady at OnStar.
Driving in these cities is much like sailing, so you got to tack.
Right.
You know, so, you got to tack to get where you're going.
What's so great now at this point is the cop, and he was a great cop, and I wish I would have remembered his name. What he did was, and I don't know what he did with the horse, if he tied the horse to the bumper of my car, or if the horse was just standing there, but the guy comes over and gets in the passenger side of my car. So now, I've got a cop, and he's got a helmet on and stuff, and he's got the big riding boots.
You got the real deal here in Philly, right?
He's sitting in the car, and he is saying to her, let me explain to you why you gave this gentleman the wrong directions.
Right.
She says, I never told him to go down a one-way street. I said, she told me to make my first available left-hand turn. And I've been on the phone with her on OnStar for 15 minutes. This is documented.
Jesus, what a cluster F.
So the cop says, I'm not going to give this gentleman a ticket.
I'm going to give you a ticket.
However, the cop does say, I would like your name, please.
Ooh.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, cool. So obviously she took a little attitude with him.
Yeah, she's running the cop up.
Yeah, because she can't have her system work, but she can cop you an attitude.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think she believed that it was really a cop.
Right, exactly.
And then when I said to her, it's a cop, he's getting off his horse, she laughed.
Right.
So the cop says, I would like your name, please. And she gives him the name. Now, I'll tell you, her first name was Marianne.
Marianne.
I'm not going to give the last name, but she says, Marianne, and he says, what is your last name, please? And then she says, can I have your name, please?
Oh, really?
And he says, I would be glad to. My name is John Q. Law, badge number 847-562. My station house is whatever the station
house. The precinct, right?
Yeah. This is where I'm based out of. I pretty much have a 10-block area that I patrol on horseback. I would like now to know the name of your supervisor.
So they're having a little wee-wee contest.
It's a game. And this is now happening while I'm sitting in my car.
Right.
This has turned out.
And you're enjoying yourself.
This has now turned out from being the worst experience of my life, thanks to OnStar, to being something pretty freaking great.
I think this is fantastic.
I mean, it started out, MapQuest screwed me, but then OnStar screwed me, but now I'm just sitting there.
Right.
I'm laughing at the situation.
Well, sure, because it sounds like she's got a lot of attitude when she said, don't call me honey.
Right. So the guy says, okay, thanks. I'm going to tell this gentleman how to get to his hotel, and thank you for your information, and have a pleasant day. And we wait for her to hang up, because you hear the sound where it goes, OnStar disconnecting.
Right.
And the radio comes back on. OnStar disconnects, and the guy takes his helmet off, and he starts laughing. He says, I've heard it all. I have now absolutely heard it all.
Really?
I said, are you really going to call OnStar? And he said, no. He said, no.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And then he gave me directions. He said, now you're on the correct road.
Right.
I'm not going to give you a ticket. He said, however, the next time you're in Philadelphia and you see a road that's one way, do not violate the law.
Right, exactly.
I said, great.
Is that when you burst into tears and hugged the officer?
Great. And then he said to me,
thank you.
He said, make your left-hand turn now on 5th Street.
Right.
Go down. When you get to Chestnut, make a right, and your hotel is approximately 30 feet on the left-hand side of the road.
There you go.
And I said, thank you. And he said, would you like an escort?
Wow.
And I said,
with the horse?
And I said, sure. Right?
Of course.
Wow.
Because the traffic's moving very slowly.
Right.
So as I am driving,
you're following a horse.
The cop, he's right to the right of me. He's trotting along on his horse.
What a great job being a mounted police officer.
We get up to the intersection of 5th Street and Chestnut, and he looks behind me, and he gives me the sign. You know the sign that they normally give you when they're going to pull you over, when they point at you and they go, you,
right,
over.
Right.
He turns around and he points at me and he goes, you. Right-hand turn.
You probably, that's probably the most fun he had all day.
Yeah. You.
Sure.
Right-hand turn.
Right here, sir. It's not one way.
So he actually, on his horse.
You could have given him like a carrot or a sugar cube or something.
Pulls up in front of the hotel. I get out of the hotel. The retarded bellboy comes out.
Oh, stop it.
Stop it.
I think we're all in agreement that the bellboy is retarded.
We don't need to point that out.
And maybe gay.
Yeah, I know we're not sure whether it's challenged or gay.
We think he's had gay sex because he's retarded.
Maybe gay and challenged.
I see a horse. Horsey.
So that guy comes running out, and he's like, welcome to the Omni.
So that we got there just about the same time you did.
You got there. You guys walked in approximately 4 minutes after the cop on the horse drove, not drove away, rode away.
Rob pointed out your shiny car right out in front of the hotel, and we were all very excited.
But my thanks to Philadelphia's finest. That guy really, really made my day.
Well, you know, they're good. Much like New York, New York and Philadelphia, great cops. I mean, you know, guys that have been doing it a long time, a lot of veterans. And, you know, they probably fight boredom more than anything else in that job, and you probably made up for their boredom today.
Loved it. Absolutely loved it. Want to say thank you very much. I also want to say F MapQuest, because they're the ones that got me in the situation to begin with.
I've had problems with MapQuest before.
And then OnStar, you can kiss my ass.
Right, right.
Jesus. I'm sorry, I'm not able to track you. However, I will look on a map.
Well, the technology I think that really works is the technology that Rob's wife used to work on, which is really the navigation GPS systems that they have now, that they're putting in a lot of cars, you know, a lot of mid-priced cars and luxury cars. They're putting these things in there where you just pop in the address and a little voice will say,
at the next intersection, turn right. And they're never wrong.
No, it's amazing.
And they can really dial you in. And I love the thing. It's fantastic. But OnStar, you know what your problem is? With OnStar, you have the human factor. It's the human factor. It's somebody interpreting a computer.
Right. You see, here is, who is this on this line?
Jerry?
Jerry. Or, oh, hold on. I can turn around. Hey, Jerry. Donna Mike Show. Hello, Jerry.
Jerry, I think I hear breathing.
He's on the Philly line.
Hmm.
Lisa, you want me to pick up this one line, three?
Are we having trouble getting our Philly lines in here? Is there a little...
I got the thing turned on.
Snafu.
I got it turned on. I don't know.
Where's Richard?
I don't know what the deal is.
I'm not saying anything.
Don't push him.
That is his first name,
don't
correct?
Push him.
He's on his way.
Don't push him.
I'm not pushing anything.
Lisa, did the guy on line three hang out?
No. Who is the celebrity that Richard most resembles? I'm trying to think. Richard, what do they tell you? Who do they tell you look like?
He looks like a hippie.
Chris Christopherson.
I mean, he's got the generic much. Kind of gray beard happening.
I
you
think
know.
Chris Christopherson and Big Top Pee Wee.
He's not wasted away like Chris Christopherson, though.
A handsome Chris Christopherson.
He's dreamy, isn't he, Rob?
You have no idea why that's not working?
He's not there.
Hey, Lisa's the guy there. Pick up the phone.
Hello?
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Don.
See, maybe the guy hung up.
Hello, Lisa.
Hi, Mike.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Philadelphia.
Whereabouts in Philadelphia?
Right near the Liberty Bell.
Excellent. What? Who do you work for, Lisa? Yeah.
Two biggest a-holes in the world. I'm seeing on the screen that you had a guy on line three. Do you think that he was on the level about bringing down a couple of strippers and a couple of cocktail waitresses to play the nude feud?
Yeah. He just didn't sound bright enough to be able to pull it off if he was lying, so, yeah.
All right. Obviously, he wasn't bright enough to stay on the phone either.
All right, thanks. Well, good talking to you, Lisa.
Hey, you too.
Lisa, okay. Thanks for calling. Well, stay on the line. We'll have some prizes for you.
Can I get an autograph?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hold on. What's your favorite radio station?
The Dad and Mike Show.
That's right. Right up here at WISP in Philadelphia.
Thank you. Thank you,
thanks
Lisa.
For calling, Lisa.
All right, there she is.
Thank you.
Lisa Herndon, everybody. Well, wow, we got a break already, but I've not even told you about the weekend.
Ah, yeah.
About the stuff on the weekend.
Yeah.
And I know Mike had some weekend stuff to tell us about as well.
I was the roving musician all weekend. I was a rock and roller all weekend.
Well, let me just do another experiment with the phones, though, before we...
Yeah, let's try the phones. We'll see if we get Lisa calling from Philly.
No, let's go to Mike, I think from New York. Mike from New York. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Yeah, Don and Mike and Buzz and Rod.
Well, there you go.
You
see, the phones. The phones are working. And that's for Tim. Thank you, my friend.
That's for Tim.
This caller sounds like he's speaking to me in my like left lobe or something like that.
That is a problem that only you and I hear. On the air, it's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
I've already been advised about that.
All right, I'll be as professional as possible.
What can we do for you?
I got a comment about the kid in the doghouse.
Yes.
He was probably caught smoking since the father was blowing smoke in him.
Uh-huh. That's a good analysis there.
Could be.
I'm on to him.
Thank you, my friend.
That's what my father used to do to me when I got caught smoking.
Let's go to Craig. And you know, when they locked me.
You like that? You want to see how that's like? We're going to see how it is if you do it all day.
Oh, no, not at all, Mike. They did the same thing to me with the doghouse.
Oh, really?
Where I was in the doghouse, and all of a sudden I was in the through a very small hole.
A glory hole, right?
Through the glory. My dad's hog came through the glory hole and started spitting at me.
You want dinner, you touch it.
Hello, Craig.
Jesus.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Don, I wanted to help you out. I'm in sales in New Jersey, and I wanted to say that MapQuest may have been the first, but they're absolutely the worst on the planet, but that maps at Expedia.com will get you anywhere.
Now, you know, I think it's good to get an alternative. That's a good idea.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for the call. Okay.
The quest in MapQuest is the quest for accuracy.
Wendy, let's go to John. Hey, John. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Johnny, buddy.
I don't like Don. The word quest.
Yeah, hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. I want to know if the horse had a siren.
Car quest.
Pardon me?
Did the horse have a siren?
The horse have a siren. That always did.
If you feed it a little beefaroni, it would.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, you're from Philadelphia, right?
South Philadelphia.
Right.
The neighborhood where you talked about the soprano-looking people.
Yes.
Well, I suggest while you're here, you actually take a voluntary trip down to South Philly and check it out.
That's Little Italy down there, right?
Yeah, there's Little Italy, there's 9th Street.
Excellent.
You can go to Gino's and Pat's. Have you ever been?
No, is that a good place?
you want an awesome cheesesteak, you have to go there.
All right. All right, honey. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. What do you like, Tony Soprano's daughter?
I might be.
Are you as pretty as you sound?
Am I as pretty as I sound?
Yes.
I don't know.
Kind of a loaded question.
Could I come down to the station and I'll show you?
Yes.
Yes. I would love to. You're my. Listen. I work in a science place. I do research, and I'm a research assistant. And I listen to you guys every day while I work, and you make the day go by so fast.
Can you come down wearing your lab coat?
Maybe.
Come down.
Take it.
Come down now.
Please come down now.
Come down now.
What?
Come down now.
Come down to us.
Come to us.
Come to us. Please come
to us. We're in the big building where KYW is.
Oh, really?
We're across from the Liberty Bell.
I was there a couple weeks ago. I had to do an interview there.
You can't miss it. There's a giant sign out front that says WYSP welcomes Don and Mike.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, maybe I'll ask if I can come down and...
You're hedging. You're hedging already.
I want to.
Don't be a CT. Don't be a CT.
I'm at work.
Who is the celebrity
you
most...
Don't be a talkies.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
The celebrity I most resemble...
Don't answer a question with a question.
I don't know. I've been told I'd look... Do you know Jerry Seinfeld's ex-girlfriend, Shoshana?
Oh, with the big boobs.
No, not with the big boobs. Minus the big boobs.
Oh. Well, all right, well, if you can make it down, that would be great.
Yeah, thank
all right,
you, Don.
See you. Bye-bye. Hello.
Great, okay, hope to see you.
Hello, Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Yeah, I want to talk about the where Don was, where he got lost.
Yeah, hi, you're on the air. You must be calling from Philly. Which time I got lost? I got lost first on 5th Street, like in a crack house neighborhood. Then I got lost in what apparently is an Italian neighborhood.
Oh, all right. And the girl was talking about the cheesesteaks.
Yes.
If you want a good cheesesteak, go to Jim's on South Street.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
But what about the neighborhoods?
South Street's a good neighborhood.
You sound like you're a little lost right now.
Hello, Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Hi,
you're on the air.
I wanted to know if I could get in that new feud.
If you can bring a girl with you, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that kind of kills it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't want to make it a sausage fest or anything, but... No, we don't either.
Wait, as a matter of fact, we like it when all girls play.
Yeah.
Okay.
So why don't you just keep your knockwurst in its cage today, all right?
All right.
All right, don't let the snake out. Hello, one more call. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don, that kid, he was peeing in his backyard.
Hey, listen, you must have a horse behind you. Now, is that what the kid was doing, peeing in the backyard?
That's what they said. That's what they said on the TV last night on the news.
Oh, wow. Well, if that's the case,
so they were just blowing the smoke in there to be cruel.
No, they were trying to teach him a lesson, I guess.
Trying to teach him a lesson.
And if it's a boy and he's peeing outside, I mean, that's what all guys, that's our privilege.
Right.
That's what guys do.
What we get to do.
I love it. I love peeing off my deck. There's a giant spot, a giant bald spot in the yard.
There's not a red-blooded American male that doesn't enjoy going to the bathroom outside. It's our prerogative. That's why we have a better time on highways than the women do.
Where are you calling from, Philly?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this was last night with all the stuff going on in Israel and all of the news around the world. This was the lead story last night on every Philadelphia TV station.
Trouble in the doghouse.
Kid in the doghouse. Hello, Don and Mike's show. I love it. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, are you done with guys or like to be on the nude thing?
See, people want nudity. Guys.
Listen, you can play.
We're looking for nude women first.
If you bring a girl with you.
Right.
Okay, if you show up here at YSP with a guy and a girl, you know, you being the guy, if you bring a girl,
right,
who would also be willing, if you get a question wrong, to get naked, then yeah, you could play.
One other thing. What time are you doing it? Do you know?
As soon as people show up.
And right now you have, like, none?
Correct. Right now,
we allegedly have 4 women coming down, but since the guy wasn't on the line, we're not holding out a lot of credibility for that.
Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to you guys. I'm a local limousine company owner down here in Philly, and it's funny as hell the neighborhood they said they were in.
Okay, you're talking to us right now.
Ah, okay. Yeah, you know what? That area you were down here by 5th Street, you're lucky you still have your Escalade.
Okay. See, I was getting the right vibe then.
Right.
And I know how you say taking those turns and then you went the other way. Hey, you're like part of the mafia now, too.
There you go. Yeah.
But, yeah, you like Philly?
Yeah. Are you kidding? What's not to like?
It's a good town. Like I said, get around a little bit, get down the sales tree. You guys have a good time.
All right. What's not to like?
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, my friend.
Hey, and I have a question for you about that news story. Who let the kid out?
Oh, yeah. Let's clear the lines and get a call 100 now. A call 100 now. A call 100. There's a stroke again.
That's all right, Ozzy.
Call 100 right now. Oh, and I got some stuff to tell you about Sharon this weekend as well.
Ah, very good.
My wife, Sharon.
Fantastic.
That will hopefully amuse you. 877-365-3636. The national number, D.C. 202-432-1067. WNEW 877-692-1027.
We're here to amuse you.
WYSP 215-263 Rock, New Jersey 856-590-9494. Or if you're really, really in a bind, just call OnStar.
Yeah.
And tell them you want to be call 100 right now for the secret celebrity burp. Good luck. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, Beverly, golfers like to keep dirt and debris off their golf balls.
Oh, yeah.
Particularly when you're putting. They call me three-putt buck. That's why we have cleaning devices around the golf courses. You know, those things you squish up and down. Well, one golfer didn't use a wet towel or any cleaning device. He licked his balls clean.
It's infectious, like a disease.
The Don and Mike Show.
Crudity is in the eye.
Crudity is in the eye of the beholder.
Man.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right. We're in Philly today.
Oh, yeah.
WNEW. WJFK. WYSP.
The network is really taking shape.
Those are the big three.
Mm-hmm.
No offense to the other ones. Those are the big three. And Mike, I know you're going to be heartbroken by this news.
Oh, no. What?
I've just received word.
Yes.
We've been canceled in Austin, Texas.
Oh, my God. Again.
How will the show continue? Again.
I don't understand. What is it?
Would you like to leave now?
I don't know if I can continue. I'll tell you right now, Austin, Texas has always been my favorite affiliate.
We were on a crappy AM station that called itself The Juice.
I mean, you know what my dream was, Don? It was always to be on Austin City Limits.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Yes, you are. Hi, what's your name, my friend? Hey, where are you from?
Philly.
All right, listen, here you go. Now, here's a nice prize.
Nice.
It's 94 WYSP's Off Ozfest 2002.
That's right. They're the most popular man in America right now, Ozzy Osbourne.
At the Tweeter Center, 20 bands on three stages. You have tickets now for the WYSP Ozfest. Enjoy, my friend.
Sweet. Thanks very much.
And you will now play for $300 with the Celebrity Burp. I'll play you a Celebrity Burping.
And I apologize for burping during the front of that segment.
Mike, you certainly could be the Celebrity Burper.
Yes, I could. I you know, nobody's ever thought about it.
You're a famous disc jock and a famous musician. please don't answer until Mike sings like
Robert Goulet.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this Celebrity Burp.
There it is. I let it go all the way to the very end because that's a clue for you, the fact that there's a little right at the end of it. And there's right at the very end.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yeah,
that was good.
Now, do you want another clue?
No.
Rob, shut up. I didn't ask you.
Behave, Rob.
Mike, do you think that the audience deserves another clue?
Well, you know, in this particular game, Don, I speak for the audience, and I think we do need another clue.
All right, so thus far we've told you it's an entertainer, an actor, or an actress. And here's the clue. Handsome.
Very much so.
Handsome.
Now, I want to tell our listening audience that these gentlemen are saying handsome, but they are looking at me with sarcastic faces, which means
you would, Mike,
that
you
the
will,
celebrity
again,
burp,
when you find out who it is,
right,
you will agree.
Handsome
devil.
Really?
Yes, handsome devil.
Handsome devil.
All right, well, we haven't had a guess yet, have we?
For $300, who is that? Are you there?
Caller.
Caller. Oh, did I hang up on the guy?
That would be a shame. Oh, no. Hey, Buzz, what are you doing back there?
Hi.
Buzz, where's Buzz?
Hi.
Buzz is in the two studios over.
That's a million miles away.
You know what? I apologize. I just hung up on that guy.
Oh, no.
God, I'm a stupid
Buzz, it sounds like you're so far
stupid
away.
Dick. Hello? Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hey, Buzz.
No, Mike, it doesn't sound that way on
the radio. I know. I'm just getting used to stuff here.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Listen, do you want the Aussie tickets?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, do you want to guess who the burp is?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Eric.
And where are you from?
I'm from Avondale.
Okay, beautiful. I'm not going to go through the whole thing again, but here's the burp. There it is. And a handsome devil, an actor or an actress, an entertainer. For $300, who is it?
I have no clue.
Oh, you got to guess.
Hey, Stephen Baldwin.
Stephen Baldwin. No, although...
Oh, we're sorry.
No, he does fit the criteria.
Nice try, bro.
He is a handsome devil. Yeah, Stephen Baldwin says bro.
He says bro all the time.
More than anybody else.
To the point where you want to stab him in the eye with a pencil.
No, not Stephen Baldwin. Thank you. Don't forget that every guest is a clue
for you, bro.
A clue for you, bro.
Earlier?
What?
I called earlier. I talked to some girl down there. I own a strip club. My girls and the cocktail girls wanted to come down and play each other on that new feud.
Oh, you're the guy.
Yeah, you got disconnected earlier. Yeah, we were waiting to talk to you.
My cell phone went out. More of a skookle.
All right, well, that gets backed up like the Beltway does.
Yeah, it's not too bad. We're about maybe 15 minutes or so.
All right, so you're on your way down with girls.
Yeah, but we have to be in court at 3:00.
That's of course.
So do we.
We look forward to meeting you and your girls.
Bring your girls down.
See you guys got to be in court too. Right?
That's right.
Yes, we do.
Absolutely.
We spend every Monday in court.
Well, fly like the wind, and we look forward to seeing you.
All right.
All right. Hold on just a second. Hey, Lisa, pick this one up, please. That's line 3. Beautiful.
Excellent. So he was telling the truth, so it looks like we'll have some entertainment momentarily.
And if there are any amateurs out there who would like to join in.
Non-pros.
Girls. You know. Girls.
Yes.
Come on down.
We'd like to see your skoogle, too.
Come on down. That's a road, Mike.
I understand. I've been through Philadelphia.
It's more of a highway.
Many, many times. I know the skoogle.
I didn't know if you knew.
Yeah, sure, I knew.
Who knew? I didn't know.
The Skoogle Expressway.
I didn't know.
Is that a lovely name for a road? The Skoogle?
The Weekend.
Skoogle.
What, Buzz?
Skookle. The Skookle, named after the river that's right next to it.
It's not Skookle?
Yeah, or you can call it the Schuylkill Distressway.
Buzz, didn't you used to work in Philly?
I did. I lived and worked here. I love this town.
Well, what station did you work at, Buzz?
Do you remember the old WIBG?
Oh, Wivage.
Yeah, when it changed to Wizard 100 and slipped into obscurity, that's when I worked there.
Didn't you work there with High Lit?
No, I worked there with the Magic Christian, as a matter of fact. There you go.
Last night, Rob calls me up, and he says, are you listening to the oldie station? And I said, yeah. And he says, who the freak is this guy that's on now? And it's High Lit.
I had no idea.
Who was like the oldest disc jockey in the world.
He's so much better
here. Oh, no. He's like, oh, Lisa. Yeah, at oldies 98.1.
That's the Gladiolas with hot peanuts and cold beer.
And I think another one of my friends works at, I think Big Ron O'Brien works at.
Big Man.
Oh, and Big Ron O'Brien.
Is Big Ron O'Brien.
Is, I mean, he's like 400-pound Big Ron O'Brien.
Right, exactly.
I think he does the afternoon show there at the oldies station. Oh, the Weekend.
Yes. Okay.
So, you know, we're going to see this play, Mamma Mia.
Oh, that's right. You were very excited about that.
And, yes, I'm ready for the ridicule that it was a Broadway-type show. You know, I hate going to those things, but I told my wife this is something we can do together.
I don't know which would get you accused of being more faggy, going to a Broadway show or being into ABBA.
Well, either way.
I think you combine both of them, you get a double fag factor.
I just gave myself the double fag. So, we go to see this show.
Right.
We get downtown. It's the cherry blossom parade.
Oh, right.
So it's a cluster F getting down there.
It's ridiculous.
And we arrive about 10 minutes before the show. Now, my wife loves going to any kind of musical theater production.
Mm-hmm.
I myself, I'm not crazy about it, but I like the group ABBA. So I figured we could compromise and go to this thing. When I say that this production was worse than a high school drama club, I am doing a disservice to your local high school drama club.
Wow, right.
When I say that, and now it's not the original cast, it's the touring cast, when I say that they overacted worse than Jason Bishop does
wow.
in his AgriLawn commercial,
oh, man.
I am not exaggerating.
It was that bad?
And when I tell you that we walked out at halftime.
Oh!
You know.
The it, mark of a killer play.
You know it has to be bad, and especially since we paid for the tickets.
Do you think it's because it's the road crew and it's not the Broadway cast?
No.
Or you think it's the show itself?
I think it's because the show sucks ass.
The show is,
and I had read in the newspaper that there really was no plot.
Right.
That it was just a showcase for the ABBA songs.
Right. But there was a plot.
There was a plot.
Maybe too much plot.
And the plot sucked, and the way they sang the songs sucked. And the cast sucks. And if you're listening, die, all of you.
Oh, God, you didn't
that,
like
that
it.
That you are a disgrace to everything that is ABBA.
Group ABBA.
Group ABBA. Don't waste your time.
So they don't do the music, they don't do it, they do it to the service? Is that, I'll get it right.
Well, here's, yeah, like for instance.
Jesus Christ.
For instance,
Eddie.
You know that song, Take a Chance on Me? Yeah.
Take a Chance on Me!
You know that, how it starts off with the, all of the...
Change your mind.
But let's all sing it together so you get a cue, you know. If you change your mind,
change your mind, change your mind, change your mind, change your mind, change your mind, change your mind,
take a chance on me.
Take a chance on me.
Take a chance on me. Well, Waterloo, Waterloo. The way it would happen in the show would be...
Fernando.
That a woman would be standing on stage, and she would be looking at it, and they're terribly overacting.
Were there any pieces of A in it?
None. When I say none, I mean, and they had
no attractive women in
and
it.
And they had like it could have been the women of Plumpers.
Oh no!
Some of the girls who were on stage.
Oh, you
Flabba. So they've got a bad setup with this awful script.
You really don't get that on the Great White Way. I mean, everybody that's in those shows, they're all, you know, they're cut.
At one point, they turn and they look right at the audience, and this woman, this awful woman who's overacting and has way too much intensity and is staring into the crowd, and she's got her hand in front of her like in a Shakespearean pose. She goes, "Is it going to be the destiny of my life that my daughter will never know who her father is?" And then a cappella, she looks up at the balcony and she goes, "If you change your mind, I'm the next in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me." And
wow.
If you're wondering when I checked my watch,
that was it.
4 minutes into the show.
Oh!
Not good.
4 minutes in, I said to my wife, "What do you say? We get the frig out of here."
Well, I guess you're not going to come with Robin to see Chicago then, are you?
No. I hate goddamn musicals. And that was a musical that I thought I'd like, and it was a waste of time, and my wife agreed it was a waste of time, and we got out and we caught a cabba.
A cabba.
Caught a cabba.
There you go.
And that's it. F them.
Oh, that's a drag.
Don't waste your money. So we left the theater, and we went to pick up our dog, Rudy Toot, who had been... he had had his nuts cut off.
How's he doing?
He's doing fine, but the poor dog. Imagine the humiliation now of this dog, this little tiny 9-pound dog that we have.
Probably a master surgeon to be able to perform that operation successfully.
Yeah. This dog, not only did he just have his nuts cut off, but the psychological trauma, as they gave the dog back to us on Saturday afternoon.
Right.
The dog is ecstatic to see us. The dog's going out of his mind, crazy, so happy. They say... We all laughed while we were performing the operation. And we said, "Why?" He said, "We have never seen a dog's nuts smaller than your dog's nuts." That they were...
Did they use those words? Or did they say the
testicles?
Medical
testicles,
yes.
Said they were tinier than the Toll House chocolate chips that you put... in chocolate chip cookies.
Wow, almost the same size as Ken Stevens.
And I looked at them, and I said, "You bastards. This is my son we're talking about." how dare you?
They didn't have the prowess.
How dare you, Mr. President?
Oh my God.
So we get done with that, we bring the dog home, and then, again, I don't know what it is with my wife. She's on this kick that we've got to do stuff that we've never done before.
Right.
And the musical was a failure.
My wife's on the same kick.
The musical was a failure. So she says to me, do you want to go out to eat Saturday night? We're going out to eat. Just her, just she and I, two of us. I said, yeah, great. Let's go to the place that we always go to, the place that she doesn't want me to wear the hooded sweatshirt to. Mm-hmm. She says, no, you know what? Tonight we're going to go to a Russian restaurant.
Ooh, dosvidaniya.
That there's a Russian restaurant in the neighborhood that we've never been to, and we're going to go there. We're going to go to the Serbian, whatever the hell it is. We walk in.
Serbian Crown.
I think that's the name of the place.
You've never been there?
No.
I can't believe you've never been there. You live in that area. I can't believe that. That's like a famous restaurant around your area.
Well, two words for you, fellas. Overrated.
Oh, no.
Overrated. God,
you had a lot of bad experiences over the weekend.
Overrated.
I mean, I have read a lot about that restaurant. I know it's...
Keep reading.
In your neck of the woods.
Keep reading.
Keep reading.
I was a little bit happier at Taco Bell.
What do they have, Russian food?
Russian roulette?
Well, for instance, one of the main entrees that I could have ordered were... stuffed cabbage rolls.
Oh, yum. Greatest.
Yuck. I ended up with beef stroganoff.
Hey, there you go.
And that's a great joke. What do you call a cow who's getting his
right.
beef stroganoff? But I am used to the beef stroganoff that my wife makes, which is basically using a Campbell's soup and hamburger. And apparently
hamburger.
Well, that's, or, you know, Mike, hamburger can be.
That's what the packet calls for.
No, hamburger, you don't use hamburger for beef stroganoff.
Not properly, no.
Well, we have stroganoff. You use the strips of beef.
But we've always made it with hamburger.
Okay, so you didn't like the chewiness?
Well, no, it was even fine when they brought the strips of beef.
Right.
But it just had that Russian taste about it.
Yeah.
And I didn't dig it.
You know, here's the deal. You haven't gotten over... You're red hating.
And the bottom
Good
line
for you.
The bottom line in the whole evening was, you tell me if there's anything more annoying than a dude who's walking around, excuse me, I said dude, I got to put a dollar in the jar, a guy who's walking around a restaurant playing the accordion.
Hey, there you go.
Now,
you know, I guess we're different in a lot of ways.
Throughout the entire night.
You're really describing to me the perfect evening.
My wife and I were playing all kinds of games.
Right.
We're playing games where we're eavesdropping on people's conversations.
Sure.
Where we're trying to guess what they're going to say next.
Did you hear any conversations like, we will transfer all the secrets at approximately 3:15, Butchek.
Moose and squirrel.
Very good.
Now, we hear none of that. But the guy's walking around, the accordion guy, and every time the guy has walked around, I have made sure that I engage my wife in some type of conversation.
So you won't have to make eye contact with him?
Well, because basically, I know the deal. The first person that even acknowledges this guy's presence...
He's there.
He's going to be at your table. And of course, my wife, he's playing the accordion. And
right.
She says... That is amazing how he does that. I don't know how he manages to make the chords.
Was he wearing the big puffy silk shirt?
Yeah, I mean, he was wearing the
outfit, Russian outfit.
The Russian outfit.
Big boots.
I said to her, don't look at him. Don't look at him. Don't look at him.
Same reason whenever we go to a restaurant with you, we tell everybody it's your birthday.
She said, she said, don't look. I said, don't look at him. She looks at him.
Yeah.
He comes over by our table.
Lady of Spain?
Because there's like... But there's maybe 40 people in this restaurant, and everybody's ignoring the guy, except my wife. And now he realizes that he's got someone who's interested in what he's doing. And he gets done with the song, and we're the only two people applauding. And then he says, can I play a request for you?
Yeah, he wants you to light him up.
Can I play a request for you? And I said, how about some Nirvana?
As a joke.
And my wife said, that's not funny. Can you play something Italian? And the guy said, of course I can. And then he started to play some type of Italian music. And the guy was just, he was standing like 2 inches away from us and just playing.
Who is the celebrity he most resembled?
Captain Kangaroo.
Captain Kangaroo, so he's an old guy.
Old guy.
I got to go to this restaurant.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
I mean, you know I'd love it, right? I totally dig it with the guy playing next. I love wandering minstrels. So I think it's just very, very cool.
Well, the guy pissed me off because
of course
I don't
he did.
I don't want a guy. I go to, I'm, first of all, I'm going to a restaurant that I'm not thrilled about going to.
Right.
It's a guy goddamn Russian restaurant.
Let me see if I've got this straight. You don't want the Wandering Minstrels, and you want your beef stroganoff made with hamburger.
Yes, I do.
All right, we'll get it right next time.
I'm not a complicated man.
I know. You like simple pleasures.
So the guy, my wife, you know, after she encourages him,
right.
And I say to her, you've brought this on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The guy gets done, and we go... And he lingers for a moment, and he walks away.
Right.
And then she says, how come you didn't tip him?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, because I hated it.
Did anybody else in the restaurant tip him? Was he getting
no.
tips? See,
no.
That either goes one way. Sometimes you'll try to tip, and he won't take it, or, you know.
I got a feeling this guy would have taken it.
Really?
He was like a bellman who brings the bag up to the room.
Right.
He kind of stood there for 30
sure.
or 40 seconds when he
mm-hmm.
was done with the song.
Right.
And I finally looked at him right in the eye and said, that was wonderful. Thank you. And that was my way of looking and saying, you know, you're not getting a dime from me.
Sure.
I'm already paying $40 for this beef stroganoff that doesn't taste like the beef stroganoff I have at home.
Well, the beef stroganoff, was it over noodles like it's supposed to be?
No.
What?
It wasn't over noodles?
No, it had a little like scoop of rice next to it and some funky Russian vegetables.
Well, I thought...
Should be on
I
egg
thought
noodles.
It was supposed to be on egg noodles.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Well, now you got a point.
It wasn't.
He's looking knowingly now.
It was. It was.
Now, that's crap.
That is
okay,
crap.
Okay, so we get done with this, and she says to me, you know what we got to do? We got to go to the ATM because we got to get money.
To go back and pay the accordion player.
No, for church. For church on Sunday morning. Oh, and a first. We have never, in the history of spring forward and fall back, we have never, ever screwed up on the time like we did this weekend.
Really?
We effed it up. We didn't change the clocks. We got up and we missed church.
Oh. So,
and I was just ecstatic about it. And that really bothered my wife.
Are we on proper Donnie time now?
Or no, no,
just
no.
Left it, proper Donnie
this time. Is the time that I don't like. When the spring forward is what I do. When you lose the hour.
You're supposed to change the clocks, set them ahead at 3 o'clock in the morning. And yeah, the way I solved that problem was being awake at 3 o'clock.
You waited up?
Yeah.
Good.
So now this is just a rhetorical question that I have for you. And maybe and this is the last thing I'm going to bring up from my weekend. Maybe someone who's blind can help me with this. We stopped at the ATM to get money for church, which we ended up not going to. But that's not the point. The point is, as I'm standing at the ATM, I'm noticing that the buttons are, of course, in Braille.
Yes.
Here's my question. If you're a blind person and you step up to the ATM and you punch in your PIN, your personal identification number, and you punch in Enter, how do you know what to do next? Because think about it when you're at the
That's
ATM.
True.
When you're at the ATM, after you put in your PIN number, it says on the screen what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want fast cash? Do you want a withdrawal?
I think there's a system that's done for the blind, and they know the system. And all ATMs, if I'm not mistaken, have to be uniform,
oh, really?
And there has to be a uniform sequence, which they usually are.
Well, then how does the blind? What is the system? Because I'm standing there.
The system would be, you feel it, you put your little code in there, and then you know what to do.
That's not a good answer. You put your PIN number in, and then you know what to do.
I'm really sorry if my answer has disappointed you, but I'm standing by it.
You know what's really bad at my bank is they have a drive-up ATM which says, please, no walk-up service, and that's in Braille.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be careful if you see someone using the Braille at the drive.
Well, what you have on your ATM machines is your standard Braille code that is used for, I would venture to say, every single ATM that has the Braille would be uniform. The Braille system
okay,
would be uniform.
How does the blind person know, once you get past your PIN number,
heat through the fingertips?
And how do they count their money?
Yeah, these are all
now,
valid.
See, you're not really, neither one of
fine?
You, I want to point something out. Neither
these
one
are
of you,
valid questions,
neither
Mike.
One of you are really concerned over or how this works for blind people, for people that are sighted. You are simply trying to hold them up to ridicule.
No. This is a serious question. And I went back to the car and I said to my wife,
right.
I said, how would a Braillite,
right.
How would they possibly know how to get their money out? And she said, I don't know. And then the two of us, like monkeys, got out of the car and went back to the ATM.
Right.
And we figured if we were blind and we're feeling the Braille thing, that you would know, put your PIN number in and then enter. But then How do you know what screen is next?
You know, really, in all seriousness, I think it's memorization. You go to the same one all the time, and you memorize exactly. And probably the first time you go, if you were blind, you'd go with somebody that that helped you through it.
Well, then you better be going with a friend.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, otherwise, you're screwed.
Now, it says you're getting $10 out here. Yeah. Just add another zero, please. One more.
Right.
And now another. Okay. You're going to get your $10, and that'll be fine. And we'll come back tomorrow.
All right. Hold on. Let's go to Jan.
I've never seen one give out a $500 bill.
Jan, hello. You're on the air there. Jan, hello.
Hey, guys. I just want to tell you that it really bugs me to see that when you do the drive-through ATMs that they've got Braille on them.
Well, yeah, I think Rob just mentioned that.
Oh, yeah, Rob just said that about...
You're on delay when you're on hold.
30 seconds ago.
Okay, thank you, honey.
Well, no, but I mean, we were really hoping that a blind person would call and walk us through this.
Only if there's Braille numbers on their telephone.
We have many blind listeners, and I'd like to hear from them.
Yes. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Hammer, you hung up on me before.
I didn't mean to. Sorry about that.
What are you going to do?
Are you blind?
No, I'm not.
All right.
Well, you are from working those phones.
What? I am from working the phones. I'm doing the best. I'm in a new studio.
Is this our contestant?
Must be. Are you a contestant?
Oh, is this the guy for the burp thing?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Hold on. I'll give you a chance as well. I didn't mean to hang up on you. I apologize if I did. Here you go. Here's the burp. Who do you think it is?
I thought it was William Shatner.
No, William Shatner.
That's a good guess, though.
Oh,
we're sorry.
And he is a handsome devil.
Absolutely.
Listen, you're still going to get the Aussie tickets, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, you're very welcome. Hold on, please. Okay, now, I'm not sure how to put it on hold. Let me see that. See that?
He's laughing again, the caller.
That may be part of the problem.
Why do they have Nair for men in this studio?
Is there a red hold button? Maybe. Can you hit that?
Who is this, please?
Is this the Don and Mike Show?
Who is this? I got a sexy bitch on the phone.
Is it a stapler?
Who is this?
Who's this?
God, this sounds like a whore. Who's this?
Okay. She's not talking. Yeah. Jesus
it's
Christ.
Oh, it's Lisa. There you go.
Hey, they have Nair for men in this studio.
Right, I requested it.
Well, for?
For my body.
For your bikini area?
For my body, Mike.
Very good. Why is there an air for men in here?
Because I requested it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I know the real reason those guys, that little boy was locked in that doghouse.
Why?
I live down the street from him. If he's doing that, he's going to have to see what he's going to be like to live with her if he got her pregnant.
All right, thank you, Mike.
That can't be true, can it?
I hope it is.
It would be wonderful.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
I know who the burp is.
Well, honey, you got to wait for your turn in the contest. Okay?
Nair for Men Hair Remover Body Cream for back, chest, arms, and legs.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes.
You and I could use this, Rob.
Hello.
Hello.
On each other.
On each other.
Hello.
Not big enough bottle.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Oh, I am. I just want to know about the ATMs. It's kind of a scary idea how... If a blind person can go to an ATM, how the hell did they get there in the first place?
Okay, now, I think we need the blind people to call the show. We've had enough of people that are so sensitive to the needs of the sighted.
Mike, always, you're always taking up the...
I know.
Always taking up for the cripples in our society.
I'm just looking to educate our audience today, and I want to be educated myself and know how they use these pesky machines and how they drive up to the machine.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
In fact, I never do.
Hello.
How are you late? How did you miss church when you were an hour early?
We missed church because we go to the 8 o'clock service.
Oh.
So let me see. We didn't set the clock ahead. So when we woke up, it was actually later than we thought it was.
No,
it was earlier.
We sprung forward.
Earlier.
I don't know. What time did you wake up?
He doesn't know.
I don't know.
If you woke up at 7, it
no,
was
No, you know what? That's a valid point.
Now, if you woke up at 7, it was actually 8.
That's
you,
a valid
you,
point.
You thought you missed it, and that was the important thing.
We did miss it, Buzz. We missed it.
All right.
Did you do what you normally do and conducted a service at home?
So you couldn't oversleep.
Honey, call the hotline right now.
Or you could oversleep. You could oversleep.
We did oversleep.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus, why did that man, why do we all, we're all tired from traveling.
Yeah.
We would have pounced on that guy.
We did oversleep, and we did.
So you would wake up at 7 o'clock. You would think it's 7 o'clock in the morning. It's actually 8 o'clock.
That's what I just
said. You missed the service. Of course, what was that? Why did we let that man get... Rob,
why did you guys
Rob,
do that to me?
Rob?
Why did you guys do that to me?
Ray, we just did that to Don. Don has a legitimate beef with that. I take total responsibility.
Thank you, Mike.
That's
Thanks.
Ridiculous.
Thanks. Now, give me,
damn it.
No. Give me a cripple, for God's sake.
I'd like a blind person to call the show.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, are you blind?
No, but I have a friend that's blind.
Good.
I do have a comment about it. There's an ATM near my house that actually can, like, speak, like, talks.
Where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
I don't think the ATM out where I live speaks.
Is this ATM?
Yeah, the thing is, the ATMs that don't talk have, they have tones.
Yeah, but you know how certain, like, crosswalks and stuff, like,
right.
they beep, like, so the blind people know they can walk across the street.
The one that goes, cross now.
Maybe blind
yeah,
people.
Like, yeah, like that.
You know, each of those ones that says cross now, they've got something programmed in there that goes, no, wait.
Maybe.
Oh, that could be a disaster, couldn't it?
Yes, it could.
Well, hold it.
There's something special on the blind person's actual ATM card that makes the machine talk.
Ah, hello. Mr. Spiewak, that might be he. Might have it right there.
And I want that.
Maybe he got it. Hello, Jay. Jay, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Radio God.
Oh, wow, I'm running late here. Jay, are you there?
Answer the debate for the ones that don't talk anyway. My uncle is blind. And if you ever notice when you're at the ATM, there's a plaque that sits near the buttons. That's the instructions and the order on which you hit the buttons.
There's an entire set of instructions.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Do you ever make a withdrawal in Spanish just for fun? I've done that.
God.
Sure, I've done that. Yeah. Right.
I've never done that. I've never had the fun.
It's fun.
Because you already know the routine of the ATM.
Right. English or Spanish? I resent that question. Sorry.
We have to break?
Not me.
When we come back, all I can say is that, wow, talk about your Ozfest. Talk about your Woodstock. Let's talk about Mike O'Mara's appearance with Crap this weekend.
The highs, Don, and the lows.
Okay, we'll have it when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
ABBA gives me an erection. Hello, radio listener.
The Don and Mike Show. Oh, now you're just being crazy. 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 Crazy.
Ladies, show some teeth.
Yeah. We do really enjoy.
Honey.
Wouldn't you?
Right.
Honey.
Giant sea.
And now, ladies and gentlemen.
The Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
And today we are in Philadelphia. At WYSP. You can call us at 215-263-7625. It's Philly in New Jersey, 856-590-9494 from WYSP.
Even more powerful with Howard Stern Morning, John and Mike Midday, OB and Anthony Afternoon.
And only the best rock.
94 WYSP.
Yeah. It's rock. Rock! They got a lot of that stuff here.
This is 94 WYSP with Howard Stern Mornings, Don and Mike at 11, Opie and Anthony Afternoons, and Cousin Ed Rocks Nights.
94 WYSP.
Rock! They do it right, though.
I mean, you hear this,
you hear this junk all the time on this station.
It's a tidy station.
Howard Stern rocks in the morning, Don and Mike midday.
Opie and Anthony rock afternoons.
And only the best rock!
94 WYSP!
Hey, how come we don't rock, though?
You know, we are paranoid, aren't we? It's exactly what I thought.
Too?
Yeah. There's another one where they had a little hello, you know, and I'd like to get the little hello later.
How come we don't rock?
We rock. We're born to rock.
Tim likes it when people say we rock.
Sure. We do rock. Yeah, yeah. Everybody that calls us today. Well, once again, you say we rock.
Even more powerful with Howard's Stern Morning. John and Mike Midday. Opie and Anthony Afternoons.
And only the best rock.
94 WISP.
And incident, when you say we rock, don't say it rock. Say, you rack.
Right.
Yeah, you got to say it R-A-C-K, like a subtle. You guys rack.
You rack.
You rack.
Free your mind.
R-A-S-P.
Free your spirit.
WISP.
Obey the music.
94 WISP.
Well, right. Can't obey the music anymore.
Right.
Obey.
We have music.
Sure we do.
This is 94 WISB with Howard Stern Mornings. Okay. Don and Mike at 11.
Right.
Opie and Anthony Afternoon.
Right.
And Cousin Ed rocks night.
94 WISB.
All right. Okay. Just rock.
Just say we rock. That's all.
Well, let's see.
Cousin Ed rocks.
Johnny, you still got the blind guys up in New York? You got either Joe or William.
We got a couple of blind guys calling.
They're going to finally answer the question about this ATM thing.
WNEW. Although I'm not sure. You know,
Rob said, I like Rob's idea about that you have a special card and it talks to you. But then the guy called with the instructions.
Let's go to Joe. Hey, Joe. Are you blind? Oh, Joe.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, are you blind?
I am, and you guys rock hard.
There we go.
And you know what's really funny? When I called up your screen around here in New York, answered the phone, and I said, I'm a blind guy. She went, okay.
Well, that's probably Trini. You know,
right.
As always, Trini, you know, feeling bad for the crippled.
But no, Trini actually likes banging white guys. And she likes banging
blind white guys.
Right.
Anyway, what was she saying to you?
She was really sweet, though. She sounded like I caught her off guard. It was funny.
Oh, you're black.
Yeah, she kind of went like that.
Okay, so explain to us the ATM thing.
Well, here's the deal. The one out here, I don't know how they all are, but the one out here actually has a thing that's in Braille. I don't even know how to read Braille well, and I went with a friend of mine. We went to the ATM. I read this thing in Braille, and it said, please pick up phone.
Hmm. Oh, so there's a phone. Yeah,
there's a phone that's right next to the, I guess, I imagine it's all the ATM machines.
I've never seen a phone.
No?
I've never seen a phone by an ATM.
If this one had it right next to it, and all it said was, please pick up phone, and my beef with that was like, I wonder if you're there at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Now, you're going to
pick up this phone. Who's going to be on the other end of this phone?
Have you been blind? Probably a recording. Have you been blind your whole life?
Yeah, uh-huh.
You never got into the Braille thing?
I never got into the Braille thing because I went to all-sighted school and everything else. You know, everything I've done is sighted. Actually, I was an engineer out here in New York at a radio station also.
Really?
So Don should ask the question on how do you work boards and how do you work computers and how do you work the profit system and all that, but that's a whole other issue for a whole other show.
Yeah, but really, how does a blind guy run a board?
Basically, it's exactly the same way, except I had a little thing invented for me, which had a little beep on it, which told you when the VUs peaked out. And the profit system, as you know, is our touch screen.
What's the problem? What's the problem?
I'm sorry, you're boring me, cripple.
He's not crippled.
Let's go to William, another cripple. William, hello, William.
Yes,
William, another blind guy. Hey, William?
Yes, indeed, yes.
Hi, you're on the air. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
Are you blind?
Yeah.
Okay, and how does the ATM work for you?
More legally than anything else, but I am visually impaired, though.
All right, so you're not 100% blind.
Not 100%, but close.
Well, what light can you shed on this ATM issue?
Basically, you go with somebody the first time, you get the routine down, and then after you know what's next, you just do every step accordingly, and that's it.
And incidentally, I'm against this legally blind.
Right. Yeah.
I'm just against it.
Why so? I'd like to hear your theory on that.
See.
So would I.
Not really. If you're legally blind, that means you legally can't see. You can't pass this.
Can you see?
Like you can make out objects. Like you can see your silhouette, but you probably couldn't see your features. That would be legally blind.
Yeah,
you're not. It's not like the lights are completely out.
You know, that is an insult to blind people, though.
You think it's all or nothing?
No, it means that I could actually watch television.
Right.
So you can watch television?
Really? Yeah.
Goodbye, cripple. You're not blind.
Some sort of phone cripple.
You're as healthy as I am.
Stop it.
Christ, you can watch TV. If you can watch TV, you're not blind.
Well, you can legally blind. You know, you're looking at, like, images. You're not seeing, like, the real...
No.
Like, you could look at the outline
it's
of
all
a...
or nothing.
All right.
Then I'm legally skinny.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, I wanted to tell you guys rock.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
Rock.
Where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
Beautiful. Yeah, we got a lot. I'm working heavy on these Philly phones today. We've got to get just like a dedicated phone line for Philadelphia, like we have for New York and for D.C. as well. Thank you, honey.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Hey, what happened to our nudes? Are our nudes coming down or what?
The update from Lisa is that their limo got in a wreck.
Oh, my God.
No. On the way here.
Well, we're still looking for nudes for the nude feud.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
And we rack.
Hello. We rack.
We rack.
Don and Mike, hello. Now I'm just taking them on screen. And people are just hanging up. Let's go to Matt. Hey, Matt, Don and Mike show. Hello. Matt.
Yeah, guys, what's up? How's it going?
Okay, my friend.
Yeah, I'm blind. Like, let me tell you, those past two guys you called, they're way off. Way
are you really blind? Can you see anything?
No, not a thing, my friend, since 12.
Okay, right. Good for you.
Yeah,
I mean, not good for you, but...
Well,
you know what I mean.
Can you give us the definitive word on this ATM thing?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
First of all, when I went to go get my bank card and my account and everything, they gave me a list of some of the preferred bank machines.
Okay.
Gaithersburg, that's actually...
How could you read it, though?
It's in Braille.
Yeah. It's all in Braille. Mm-hmm.
Let him answer, Mike.
Well, no, I mean, that's obvious. How could he read it, though?
Oh, my God.
How could he read it, though?
What, pardon me?
I'm trying to tell you about the Braille thing.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
All right. Well, you can't just go to, like, any ATM. You have to go to the ones where you can type in the amount of cash. Because the numbers, they all have the Braille on them. And you can't pick out the price on the screen, like on a good amount of them, you have to type in the amount. Do you kind of get what I'm talking about here?
All right, listen. Thank you, Stevie. Bye-bye. Stevie Wonder, check it.
We're trying. You know what? I swear to God, Jesus, I thought it would be really easy to get the answer
Michelle,
on this thing.
Michelle, you have to select the price.
Michelle, hi, Don and Mike show.
How are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
I do have an answer. Let me just pull over on the road here.
Yes, please. Collect your thoughts.
There's two types of ATM. You have the ones that do have the Braille pad that have the instructions completely in Braille.
Right.
Then you also have ones that have a headset that you plug into the ATM and it speaks to you. These are the two types that I've seen.
So there's a headset.
The Maryland area.
Brother, I've heard of them. There's a headset. There's a telephone.
I know.
Well, I've never heard of the telephone.
You're right,
but this one is the
Helen Keller wore a Braille pad.
And I just wanted to let you know it is the Braille instructor that goes screen by screen.
This is when she got her friend.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Let's go to the Philly lines again. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hateful hump.
Hello, Glenn.
Yeah, I've never laughed at a
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Glenn. Hi.
Hi, welcome to Philly from the great show.
We're here today where, you know, especially the greatest thing, like when the show starts, leaving us alone.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Terrific guys here.
I don't know what the big problem is about this little boy being locked in this doghouse. If you knew the neighborhood these people lived in, you'd understand that the doghouse was probably the best room in the house.
Did we mention he was blind?
Just legally blind, Mike.
You can make out the shape of the doghouse.
He can see TV.
4WYSP!
Howard Stern mornings. Don and Mike at 11. Opie and Anthony afternoon. And Cousin Ed rocks night.
4WYSP.
There's another one. Cousin Ed rocks.
Yeah. Well, and then there was one where, you know, Howard and Opie and Anthony rocked, and we just want a little rock.
We want
a
rock!
We want to rock.
I want to rock.
All right, that's a great segue. I want to rock.
Yes.
Mike, you are a disc jockey.
With a band.
With a band.
It was an up and down weekend.
Okay, tell us what happened.
All right, you know how I put a lot of emotional energy into Friday night's gig at the State Theater?
Hey, do we still have that commercial floating around JFK, do you think?
Probably.
Hey, would someone find the commercial?
The one where I say I'll cry?
Yeah, the commercial for Mike's band appearance Friday night.
Right.
Because I really would love to play that on the air. It's too great. Would someone find it, please? I'm sure it's in the dead cart stuff.
It was an interesting weekend for the band. It was very, very busy. We had probably our two biggest events that we've had, you know, as far as crowds are concerned. And, you know, Friday night was...
It was good. We had about 230, 240 people.
This is the first time I saw his band. His band is really good.
They really are.
Really good.
Thank you.
And they sound great.
But here's the deal. The State Theater is a venue that, and the reason that we put so much promotion into it is the State Theater is a venue that holds about 800 people. Yeah. So I was, you know, my concern really was not with the band or anything like that. It was because I was so involved with the promotional end of this, I was into bodies in the door. And it really made for, if I can be honest with you, just kind of a miserable night for me. Because all I was thinking about was counting bodies, making sure we got people, making sure I got everybody in my band paid, which is all I cared about. And, you know, and we worked with this other guy, and it was just... It was a long night.
You got there about 7 hours before you.
Well, here's the problem.
They said rock stars do.
Well, the thing is, they said you have to be there at I think it was 4 o'clock for a sound check, and then I didn't go anywhere. I just hung out, and we didn't go on until 10 minutes of 11 because there was a band that came on before us. So. Rob, there were a few cocktails involved, and you know, it was just a very long, it was fun. We had a great time. The people that came out, I think, had a wonderful time. It was terrific, but I was just, I would be lying if I said I wasn't just a little disappointed in the turnout. Thought we could have done a few more bodies in there. Who knows why? You never try to figure that stuff out, but the people that were there were highly entertained. Rob and Lisa were there hosting the stuff. They were giving stuff out. It was a lot of fun, but by the second set, you know, because we went on at 11, and the people that come out, at least the people that I know, you know, word of mouth people that come out, they have babysitters, you know, they're oldsters, and they go out there and they got to get home at about, you know, at about 1 o'clock is an evening for them, right?
Sure.
You're not going to be coming home at 2:45. It doesn't happen that way. So the second set was kind of even a leaner crowd. It was not approaching that thing that I told you about, that one
we
gig
had
we
six
did.
People.
I mean, I have to get used to the fact because I've never done this before, and I really, believe it or not, I'm not always in these venues staying out. I'm not used to the fact that the place kind of thins out. So it was really, you know, the second set, I was sitting there just kind of like, you know, and just at one point, you know, the guy who plays my keyboard's looking up at me and he points at his mouth and goes, smile pretty for the people.
I don't know who would leave before your second set was done, Mike.
It was only
tremendously
like,
disrespectful.
It was 1:45.
What time did you leave, Rob?
When I introduced them for their second set, my shirt didn't hit my back till I was in my car.
But Rob, you know, hung around for the first time and had a great time.
What
a beautiful play. I got to say, the State Theater is the nicest place I've ever been in. I mean,
Joe,
even for a Las Vegas-style show.
Joe, did you guys find that commercial?
It's on the way. John's carting it up right now.
Okay,
oh,
great.
It's still in the computer.
All right, so and it was great. I mean, they could not have been nicer. It was wonderful. It was great to be there. But, you know, as I said, at the end of it's like 3 o'clock, and I'm driving home. And
3 o'clock
just,
in the morning?
Yeah. By the time everything gets broken down and we're heading back, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I realize that I have to get up the next day and, you know, and then do another gig down at the Clarendon Grill down in Arlington at 10 o'clock. We're going on stage at 10 o'clock there. And in the meantime, I took my daughters to a baseball game. So I got at about 6 o'clock after I got back with my kids.
Mike O'Mara, single parent, rock star.
It was a single parenting experience. It really was. I was there with my daughters, 6 and 4. And the only thing I had in my mind was get to the game, get them a lot of stuff. They're obviously neither one of them is going to track with the game. We got tickets on the same day, and they said, we have section 318 at Camden Yards. Well, section 318, you know, you reach up high enough, you're going to be able to touch the low-flying aircraft up there.
Wow.
So we're far away, and I think my daughter said, look at the cars, they look like toys. And you know, I said, yeah, Daddy's real happy with these great seats. And it was a good day for a ball game, too. It was approximately 43 degrees up where we were.
See,
and you know, a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old girl do real well out there. We brought blankets, and that was an exercise in and of itself. We brought blankets, and we left the house at about 10:45, got up to Baltimore. In order to park at Camden Yards, if you don't have a permit, like all the rich people that have their permits, that you know, the law firms and the lobbying firms that have the permit to park right next to the stadium, John Q. Public that just wants to buy a ticket for the day literally has to park 8 miles away.
Why didn't you just put your publicity picture on the side of your car?
He should have.
Why didn't you just cut out your half of our publicity picture and just paste it on the side of your car?
You know me, though. If there's a way. Walking is not one of my favorite activities. And you know, labor saving is really my middle name. So I'm sitting there, and we're in this line, and I'm looking at this line that is not moving with cars, and I'm saying to myself, I am not
going to wait this long to get to the game by the fourth inning to park in a lot where I'm going to have to walk with a six-year-old and a four-year-old 3.5 miles. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to blast out of this line going around the traffic cones with the, you know, with the traffic officer going, don't. I said, I'm not doing this. And I'm going to park uptown in Baltimore. I'm going to find a downtown parking lot, get out on the street, hail a cab, and have the cab take us to the front door.
There you go.
Brilliant move on my part. Pulled into the parking lot in the middle of downtown Baltimore. At the very moment, I was not inside this parking lot 3 feet when a lady was backing out. And we got the prime parking space. Got to the kids. That was their favorite part of the day.
The parking spot?
The cab ride.
Oh.
They liked getting into the back of the cab and getting a ride to the place. They loved it. They liked the cotton candy. They liked, the blankets, you know, covering the blankets. They had a hot dog. And we got in, and I timed it. My four-year-old Elizabeth, as we're sitting in the baseball game, three pitches were thrown before she said, Dad,
yeah,
I want to go home. I said, okay, we'll go home in a minute. Catherine lasted two innings. We got there in the second inning. We left at the top of the fifth inning. And so we, you know, and I think that was pretty good for a six-year-old. What you don't do with kids that age, because I want them to love going to the ball game. I want to make it possible. You don't say, we're going to stay here to the bottom of the ninth, especially when it's 43 degrees.
Daddy day. Bonus day.
It was fun. I had an absolute blast, but I was, when, by the time we got back with, Elizabeth got cotton candy on her face, and little boys, I guess, can handle being sticky, but my daughter actually made me get off 95 to go to the little convenience store to get wet ones so she could wipe her face, and then they were happy, and everything was great, and I had actually a fantastic time with them. But at 6 o'clock, you know, I get home about 5:30. I get home at 5:30, and I realize that I have to turn around and go back down to Arlington, and so I took a one-hour nap.
It's the busy rock star life.
It's the busy rock star life.
Hold on, we have the commercial.
Okay, very good.
Can we roll that, please? Mike's commercial.
Hey, Rob Spiewak, you venom-filled human hater.
Yes, Whiskey Man.
Tonight's the night.
Tonight. It's the Spring Blues Bash at the State Theater in Falls Church.
Featuring the crap blues band Hooters Girls and fun. And it all happens tonight.
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 The Spring Blues Bash is the biggest party of the year, and tonight's the big night.
Don Geronimo raves, if you miss this event, you'll miss a life-changing experience. Isn't that right, Don?
No f***ing way.
Thank you.
Join Mike O'Mara, the Crap Blues Band, Lisa, and me, Rob Spiewak, tonight for the Spring Blues Bash at the State Theater in Falls Church, Virginia. Doors open tonight with happy hour at 7 and the live bands at 9. Go to partydc.com for all the details.
It all happens tonight.
This is Mike O'Mara. You must understand, this event is very important to me. And if you don't come to the Spring Blues Bash at the State Theater tonight, I will cry. Where?
You must have cried.
Where?
You must have cried.
It was a good crowd. It was not the crowd that we wanted. But Saturday night down at the Clarendon Grill was, I'm just being real honest here. I'm not sure whether it was us, but I know that the place was absolutely packed. I think the place does a great business anyway. So we had, it was wall-to-wall people, and we were jammed up on this stage, and it was just an incredible time. You know, the fact that I got my car towed, you know, in back of the building, I was warned, I suppose, that that might happen, but it was fantastic. We went on stage at 10 o'clock. We finished up at 1:30, and I'm still recovering from that weekend. It's something that, I put a lot of energy into the whole promotion thing. I love doing this. You know I enjoy doing this. I'm not sure I enjoy doing all the promotional stuff. You know, I'd rather just show up and do it. But I really want to thank everybody that came out to see the band this weekend. It was gratifying for me, for my family. It was fantastic.
You.
You know, you got to come out and see us. You got to come out and check us out.
They're really good.
Yeah, we surrounded. What I've done is actually gotten people that are professional musicians.
Yeah, like Goldie.
Goldie, who's... And Goldie plays keyboard for us.
He looks just like Jeff Goldie.
That's Vince the Mauler Marino.
He's great.
Yeah, he's a good guy. But we have a really good time. I think really to get more bodies in the door, I don't want to put any pressure on you or anything like that, but I think we got to get you on board.
Yeah.
But I don't think that'll ever happen. I don't of thing. But one of these days, you had made noise that you're going to actually sneak out to an event. And
yeah.
I guarantee you will have a better time than you had at Mamma Mia.
Okay. Well,
I promise you that.
Okay.
I promise you that. You know, and then at the end of the evening, when I'm talking to the owner of the Clarendon Grill, I said, hey, how did it go? What do you think? Because it's a very young crowd, and we play blues music, which doesn't necessarily go along with the young crowd. I said, so what do you think? He said, I think it's really good. I think you guys sounded really good. I think we'd like to get you maybe back in on a Wednesday.
I got an instant message here from Charles Broyhill.
Yes.
Yes, he wrote in gigantic letters to me.
Right.
If you go to see Mike, drink first.
Oh, F you, Charlie. F you, Charlie. Charlie, that's his second time seeing the old man. Though.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
He's not a fan of the blues.
Hello.
No, he doesn't like the blues.
Hi, Don and Mike show.
Yo, am I 100 taller?
No, dumbass.
Damn it. It's Brendan Fraser.
Oh, you're trying to kill him. Calling for the celebrity birth.
He had to get his guess.
Let me just say, it's not a bad guess. Hello, Don and Mike show. I'm just going to the Philly lines now. Because we're in Philadelphia today. Hello, Don
and
Mike
show. We are. I believe we are, yeah.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, what's up?
You guys rock, man. I decided to tell you that. And
thank you.
I want to ask you a question, man. You guys are Ozzy fans, I guess, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, have you guys heard, Y100, the other, the gay rock station in Philly?
I've heard them, yeah.
Well, they're not apparently, I heard it last night and it really pissed me off. I was listening to the radio and they say, they had an advertisement, Y100, the station bringing you Ozfest. They don't even play Ozzy.
Well, you know what they're doing? They're just trying to capitalize on the fact that Ozzy's got a TV show now.
They put a pause on everything, like the TRL radio station in Philadelphia. It's just like me and my friends have been calling them up, harassing the S out of them.
You know, no matter where we go, it seems that there's always a station. Let me just give you a quick rundown of the stations in Philadelphia that are similar to the stations in the other markets that we're in.
Right.
You've got MMR, which is the dinosaur radio station.
Right.
You know, the station that still plays Stairway to Heaven every day in some day part.
Right.
Then you've got the Mix 95 station, mm-hmm. which is, of course, the best mix.
The best mix.
Then you've got the All-80s station. Then you've got Y100, which wants to be alternative,
right.
but really doesn't have the balls to be alternative.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have Q102, which is like every other goddamn cookie.
Q102, man, they make me want to be physically ill. They play the same 10 songs.
It's a cookie cutter.
In the same order. All day.
It's a cookie cutter top 40 radio station.
Right.
And then you've got the oldie station,
mm-hmm.
which also sucks.
Now we know why you drive from New York to Washington. You know them all.
I do it. I'm telling you. My choice in Philadelphia is YSP.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
And
absolutely.
Yeah. And when I was coming in yesterday,
was that Buzz?
Yes.
Like, I called them up last night, and today was probably the better request, because I was like, since you guys are bringing Ozfest and all, I was like, why don't you play some of the Sugar?
What did they say?
They were like, we don't know if we could do that. I was like, well, you're bringing Ozfest, why don't you play some of the bands, for Christ's sake?
Yeah, they might as well be No Doubt Fest.
Exactly.
I got the promo last night, the DJ on last night, he got pretty pissed, because I called him up probably about 8 times. And it was funny, dude, because, like, I called him up. I was like, all right, since you're playing Ozfest and you're bringing all of them and you play all the bands on the lineup, play some Ozzy. Or, you know, better yet, play some Black Label Society. Or even better, play Hatebreed.
Hey, you're going to be hearing some Hatebreed coming up on our show a few minutes from now.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
That's my DJ band.
Hello.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Hatebreed.
Just wanted to know how the show went, since you mentioned last week that Pierre played in the band. I wanted to hear how Pierre did.
Pierre, this guy who was on MMR in the middle of the day, he is the worst disc jockey I have ever heard in my life, bar none. He's the guy who's on
Pierre
right now.
Pierre.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, what instrument does he play? Does he play the skin flute?
Yeah. He might as well.
Pierre plays the hog.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, you were talking earlier about stealing the game, the Snatch game.
Yes.
I had a couple of others I thought you might enjoy. Nard Sharks.
I like card sharks, okay.
Let's Make You Squeal.
There you go.
Hey, that's not a bad one.
That's the fabulous anal game.
And?
I'm going to be very careful with the word.
Oh, okay. I'm going to beat the clock.
Right. Yeah. You get nasty women to come in here.
Beat them. Right. Now, do you mean physically beat them, or?
That's your call.
All right. Get out of here. Get out. We have to break. Now, listen, I have to say I'm pleasantly surprised. Virtually all of the calls that we've taken today have been on the Philly lines.
Very good.
And we're getting lots of love from the people of Philadelphia.
That's a good thing.
And it's too early to tell if we have any ratings here. We've only been on a month.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did yesterday was we sent Spike, our Philadelphia producer, we sent him out to the mall.
Uh-huh.
And we asked him, I think he went to a suburban mall.
Very good.
To ask people, who are Don and Mike?
Who are Don and Mike? We do this many times when we sign on in a city to get a feel for the lay of the land, my friend.
And I have been told that the responses are less than fantastic.
Less than fantastic. Well, that's good.
Less than fantastic.
That'll be highly entertaining.
But, you know, it's something that we do in every market we go to.
It's how we build on things.
We send someone out with a tape recorder and find out who knows about the show, who knows us.
Very cool.
I've not heard the tape yet.
Okay, well, let's get ready for a big disappointment. I'm certainly used to that now. Getting very used to that.
Mike, I believe our batting average will be a little bit better.
Yes, than the band?
Than the band's
batting
average.
Yeah, I can guarantee you that.
So I'll tell you one thing. This show is a winner.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think this band exercise is teaching me a great deal of humility.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sports
Mike Show.
You are such a little germ.
Oh, that must be you.
No, it couldn't be me. I just farted.
Farted our way to the top.
A real repulsive flatulent sounds and songs.
Ah, fantastic. Good stuff.
Well, the best is yet to come.
Ladies and gentlemen, please now join me in welcoming
the Don and Mike Show.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. From 94 WYSP Philadelphia, the rock station. I think we're going to have to put Philadelphia in our regular rotation.
Absolutely.
I'm thinking we go to New York every other week. We're going to have to start putting Philly in.
Absolutely. It's too much fun up here.
Buzz, when you were downstairs, is it still a secret from your wife that you smoke?
I'm getting some fresh air.
So it's still a secret from your wife that you smoke cigarettes? Okay. When you were downstairs getting fresh air.
Amen.
He said there was a cop down there who's a fan of the show.
One of Philadelphia's finest came by to say hi, and also a young man who's been down there listening on his Walkman since the start of the show today.
But the cop, it's not the cop who was on the horse yesterday, was it?
No, I don't think so.
He rode his horse over here to see you.
No, this one was on foot.
Because if that's the guy, I want to bring that guy in.
Yeah, that's right. And, of course, you'll have to get naked.
I'd love to bring him in. Everybody that's called for the nude feud today has backed out.
Well, that happens. That's the way it works.
You know, that we throw stuff out, and sometimes it goes, and sometimes it doesn't.
Absolutely.
Let me just say, we're not going to start this now, but we do have the possibility on the show today of doing the Highway Love Connection. And we have the Highway Love Connection for the following cities.
Okay.
D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore.
Right.
Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And New York.
Very good.
We have Kid Rock tickets for each of those cities.
Very good.
Here's how we play the Highway Love Connection. What you do, don't call yet. I'm just explaining this. We're setting up for our next break.
Explain it to me.
Here's what you do. We play with girls.
Mm.
So we like girls.
Girls.
Girls, if you're listening to the show in D.C. or Baltimore or New York or Philly, you're driving around listening to the show. Pull your car off the side of the road by a major roadway or maybe in a suburban area, somewhere where people can find you. You give out your location. We'll give you 60 seconds on the radio to sell yourself. The first guy that shows up, if you like him, you take him with you to go see Kid Rock.
It's that easy, and we have probably, over the years, put about 7 couples in churches getting married with this bit.
We actually have had a couple of people get married.
They got divorced shortly thereafter, but
They
did get married.
So, just keep that in mind, girls. We'll solicit for that in a second. We only have the Kid Rock tickets, however, from Philadelphia, New York, D.C., and Baltimore.
Rob pointed out to me that 15 children have resulted, too.
So if you'd like to play girls, get ready.
Babies having babies.
We will get to that in a couple of seconds. Now, we're in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows us in Philadelphia? Well, the people from WYSP do. Well, the people on the telephones do. Look at our Philly lines are going nuts today.
Mm-hmm.
Don and Mike Show. Hello, Philly. Hi. Hello.
Hello?
Don and Mike, hi.
Hello?
No, you're on the air.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is
HT. I called to ask you if you would be interested in doing a special bowling engagement for a bachelor party.
Absolutely. We would love to. We have a bowling team.
We would bowl in Philadelphia.
We'd love to put Philly in the mix.
Sounds good.
Actually, it's kind of funny. I'm calling from Arlington.
Are you calling from Arlington, Virginia, on the Philly line?
Yeah, they told me, because I called Lisa on Friday, and they told me to call you guys on the air and ask, and I called the D.C. line, and they told me to call Lisa in Philly.
We will bowl in Washington as well.
Yeah, sure, of course, for a bachelor party, sure. But call the business line. Don't call us on the air.
Call the business line?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Okay, goodbye.
We will not be bowling.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I had one more game show parody, Treasure C Word.
Instead of Treasure Hunt.
Right. Treasure C.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, Philadelphia.
No, all right.
Dudley Moore checking in. So,
big good.
So who knows us in Philly? We sent Spike, our Philadelphia producer, out to a mall.
I'm fascinated by this. I can't wait to hear this.
Get sent to be disappointed. Get sent for a slice of reality.
I like Spike, too. Good kid.
Nice. He asked approximately 40 people.
Okay.
If they knew who we were.
Were we 0 for 40?
No, no. I think he said you're not 0 for the entire bit.
Isn't that good?
So here we go. Spike at Adam. Hey, Spike, where'd you go? Where is Spike at?
Hey, Spike. Bring your pierced eyebrow in here.
Spike, run into Buzz's room or just come in here and tell us what mall you went to or where you did this.
Spike.
Tonight. Spike tonight.
Where is he?
Spike.
Hey, where's Spike?
There he is.
There you go.
There he is. Spike, where'd you go?
I gotta get headphones.
Oh, where'd you go? Well, he asked where you went.
Okay. Spike, where'd you go to do the survey?
I actually went to two places. I got kicked out of one mall. I went to the King of Prussia Mall, and they told me I didn't have a permit, so I had to leave there. It's on there somewhere. So then I went to the Plymouth Meeting Mall, and I just lied to them and told them that I had a permit, and they let me stay.
Good. Very man. Good. All right, thank you, Spike. Appreciate that. Okay, so having said that, question number one. Spike now at the King of Prussia Mall.
Is this only one question that Spike asks of people?
I believe so.
Okay, very good.
Who are Don and Mike? Here we go.
Do you know who Don and Mike are?
Don and Mike? Don and Mike the radio guys? Or?
That would be right, yeah.
I definitely know. I've heard of them. Mm. I've listened to them before. I don't remember which radio station.
What do you think of them?
All right. Don and which radio station is that?
It's not a quiz or anything. It's just if you have any opinion on them, you could.
I think they're funny as shit from what I remember, but to tell you the truth, I can't really remember.
That's a good. Right. That's a positive.
So that's number one.
I hang on to that. I wrap my arms around that.
Okay, here we go.
I give that a French kiss.
Next person.
Have you ever heard of Don and Mike?
No, I haven't.
Would you care to hazard a guess as to who they might be? Anything?
Radio broadcasters.
Oh, you're right, actually. But, yeah. But you don't have any opinion on them at all?
No, I'm not familiar with them.
Okay, all right. Thank you, C.
Bitch.
Thank you. Okay. Cut number three.
Have you ever heard of Don and Mike?
No.
Would you care to hazard a guess as to who they might be? Have you ever heard of Don and Mike?
No.
Any guess? Aside from assholes?
No, it's my basis.
Well, I count that as another yes vote.
That's
though.
A good positive one.
Because we are a-holes.
Absolutely.
Let me hear that one again, just where he says a-holes. Let me replay that one.
Have you ever heard of Don and Mike?
No.
Would you care to hazard a guess as to who they might be?
Spigoli. You know, I like the way he says no, too. He goes, nyah.
Okay, here we go.
Have you ever heard of Don and Mike?
No.
Would you care to hazard a guess as to who they might be?
Radio people?
They are, but no opinion?
No.
All right, no opinion. Okay, here we go. Person number five.
Number five. Have you ever heard of Don and Mike?
Don and Mike who?
That's what I'm asking you. It's not a quiz or anything. Do you want to guess as to who you think they are or no?
Sure, I'll guess.
Who? I'm not going to give you multiple choice, just if you've ever heard the names or anything.
They're radio broadcasters.
They are, actually. You've never heard them, though?
No.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank
Keep
you.
Keep the tally going.
Here we go.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of Don and Mike?
No.
Care to hazard a guess as to who they might be? Anything you can come up with?
DJs, maybe.
They are DJs, but you never heard them?
No.
Have you? Yeah, you heard of him?
Whoa!
Have you heard? Have you heard of him?
Yeah, most definitely.
What do you think of him?
They're pretty good. Pretty good. I listen to a lot of DJs because I DJ myself. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, turntables or like them?
Turntables and a mic.
You've never heard Don and Mike use turntables, though, have you?
No.
What's your name?
James.
James had YSP as well, so count that as another.
That was fun.
That's another winner.
He's in our corner.
That's another winner.
Zang.
Okay, here we go. Have you heard of Don and Mike?
Are they like magicians?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like magicians?
Yeah.
Hold on. You missed the best part. Just wait till after he says we're magicians.
Right.
Just listen. Hold on.
Have you heard of Don and Mike?
Are they like magicians?
Yeah, they are.
There's gay magicians?
Yeah. The ones in Vegas with the white tiger?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
You like Don and Mike?
Yeah, I do.
Gay magicians. That is the best yet. We are gay magicians.
Now, here's where Spike gets kicked out of the King of Prussia Mall.
Excuse me, guys. Do you mind if I ask you a couple questions? Tape for broadcast? It'll just take a minute.
Come on. Infinity Radio. A minute.
Why?
No longer than a minute.
You get approval?
Approval to be here? No.
Do you in the mall? I'm for the mall.
Do you?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Glenn. Can't be in the mall.
Can't be in the mall.
Dick.
Now here's next guy. Spike gets mad.
Oh, good.
Okay, now there you hear Spike get mad.
If I ask you a couple questions, tape for broadcast, it'll take a minute.
Oh, come on.
I don't have time.
You're in a mall.
Good answer.
Don't have time.
That's funny, Spike. That made me laugh out loud. You're in a mall. Of course you have time.
Have you heard of Don and Mike?
Sounds familiar.
You want to guess?
They're like DJs, aren't they?
Yeah. Have you ever heard them? Have any opinions on them?
I have heard them before. I don't really like them that much.
Any particular reason?
They're annoying.
Excellent.
All right, but again,
you know, I like that.
Guy knows us.
That's good.
Okay, here we go. Number 12, 11, I don't know.
If I ask you a question for the radio, have you ever heard of Don and Mike?
No.
You want to guess who they might be?
No. Oh, no.
Okay, thank you.
Is that guy retarded? Wow.
Yeah. He was very retarded and very frightened of me.
No.
Like our bellman at the hotel.
Have you ever heard of Don and Mike?
Don and Mike, no.
Any guess as to who they are?
They're probably one of the talk radio shows.
You're right, you don't listen?
Some I do, once in a while.
Any opinion on them at all?
Are you for a radio station?
Well, I work for Affinity Broadcasting, so I work for a lot of radio stations.
My opinion on talk radio?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know. I just don't like it on FM, on 94. They don't play music anymore. We used to listen to it in work all
That's
the time,
station.
And there's about an hour of music now. I can't listen to talk all day.
So you liked it better before that?
You know what? I couldn't imagine listening to this woman talk all day.
You know she was going to have an opinion.
I couldn't imagine. This woman's poor right. husband. Can you imagine this? Listen to this C-word talk all
day? Yeah, I'm going
to
grade her. I give her a C.
Have you ever heard of Don and Mike?
Okay. Don and Mike.
All right, hold on. That's the same woman. Okay.
Now, let me give you my opinion.
It's enough.
Mike.
Have you ever heard of Don and Mike?
On WYSP.
Yeah, what do you think of them?
Well, yeah, they're pretty good. I mean, yeah, I do like the talk show. They're really funny and whatnot. I think they're really cool.
Thanks
very much.
It doesn't count.
Why?
You can't count it when he said whatnot.
No.
You have to put a line through that. Anybody that uses the term whatnot.
No. We're looking for positives.
Okay, all right.
Have you ever heard of Don and Mike?
WYSP.
Yeah, what do you think of them?
Well, yeah, they're pretty good. I mean, yeah, I do like the talk show. They're really funny and whatnot. I think they're really cool.
Oh, you do? Well, thanks very much. Thanks, dude.
Whatnot.
Oh, no, I work for them. So.
You work for YSP?
Yeah.
You mean Stern?
I've never met Stern. I worked there for 5 years and haven't met Stern, so. Yeah.
I'm liking Ozzy Osbourne.
Is
in the studio. I'd like to meet him too.
Oh, Ozzy?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ozzy came to our studio once.
Guys into Ozzy.
Ozzy came to your studio, man.
Come on, that's incredible.
Have you heard of Don and Mike?
Man, they suck. That's not nice.
All right. No, come on. This is what we're looking for, Buzz. Some real honest feedback.
Yeah, I like that.
And, you know, the batting average is not bad.
Not bad at all.
Pretty
good.
Have you ever heard of Don and Mike?
And whatnot.
Yep.
Do you know who they are?
994.
Have you ever listened to them?
No.
So you have no opinion whatsoever?
Right, or they're...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I never heard them. You know, I heard of them, but not them.
Oh, right, well, there you go. There's a guy who's aware of who we are.
That's somebody who's ready. He's waiting to break through.
Knows the dial position.
Yeah,
but doesn't know.
He'll be able to give us a listen down the road and whatnot.
I've heard of them, but not them.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure. Have you ever heard of Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Who are they?
They're on a 94 during lunchtime hours.
Have you listened to them at all?
Yeah.
What do you think?
They're pretty cool.
Being honest?
Yeah.
I like that.
Thanks,
you know, I like
thanks Spike.
Thanks for that support.
Thanks
Spike.
For that. Let's listen to that one again. Hold on. Just listen to our buddy Spike.
Are you being honest with me or are you lying to me?
Hold on, because we get a good response. Listen to this one.
Sure.
Have you ever heard of Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Who are they?
They're on a 94 during lunchtime hours.
Have you listened to them at all?
Yeah.
What do you think?
They're pretty cool.
Being honest?
Yeah.
Spike.
I was just probing him a little more.
Spike was getting a lot of negative feedback that day.
Okay, here we go.
Just checking.
Here we go.
Have you ever heard of Don and Mike?
No.
No? Any guesses to who they are? I'm not going to hit you.
No.
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 Nothing.
No.
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 No. No.
It'll be quick. Have you ever heard of Don and Mike?
No.
Any guess as to who they are?
Don and Mike?
No. Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Two guys. Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Mike Massimillo on WIP.
Wrong Mike.
WIP.
Wrong Mike.
Yeah. Don. Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Wow. On WIP?
No, not on WIP.
Wrong Don.
Yeah.
No, you got me.
Never heard of him.
No.
All right, thank you.
Hey, Spike, way to get the name out there, though. That's good.
Could you play that one again?
You want to hear that one again, Rob?
Right.
Okay, all right, here it is.
Well, no, it'll be quick. Have you ever heard of Don and Mike?
No.
Any guess as to who they are?
Don and Mike?
No. Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Two guys. Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Mike Massimillo on WIP.
Wrong Mike.
Wrong Mike?
Yeah.
Don?
Don.
Don and Mike?
Don and Mike.
On WIP?
No, not on WIP.
Wrong Don.
Yeah.
No, you got me.
Never heard of him.
No.
All right, thank you.
All right.
That was my favorite.
You know what? We got plenty more. I'm intrigued by this.
I am too. It's a good experiment.
By this informal survey, we will continue right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Keep watching the show.
And I'm sorry, I need to ask, what is your real name? Because I don't know.
My name is Jamie.
Well, you're beautiful, Jamie.
Thanks.
And we really love the show.
Thank you so much.
The Don and Mike Show.
A constant barrage of eye-opening conspiracies and ad-libbed innuendo.
Let me ask you a question as life is conducted.
Don and Mike.
Bye, la, 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 la.
Devoured by Bill. What do you think of Don and Mike?
Oh, mister, I just love them.
Don and Mike.
They make me feel
the good taste of cancer. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready.
We're ready to believe you in Philly. 215-263-7625. In New Jersey, 856-590-9494. Hello, Marty, Don and Mike Show. Hello, Marty, buddy. Marty.
Welcome to Philadelphia.
It is great.
The greatest since Batman and Robin.
It is great to finally be in Philly.
Amen.
And it's great to have you guys. As a matter of fact, to commemorate your welcoming here, we are naming the famous Philadelphia cheesesteak sandwich today to the Don and Mike sandwich.
Wow, very nice. Thank you.
Very nice.
Thank you, my friend.
Is this Jerry Glanville?
I'm going to give you the specifics.
All right, dude. I think we're going to set up for something, but go ahead.
The sandwich.
Okay,
when you order it, it's the Philly, but on the way out, it becomes the Don and Mike.
Ah, there you go.
You are two douchebags. Your show sucks everywhere.
Is this Glenn?
Even in Philadelphia, those people say the hell with ya.
Is this Glenn the janitor?
I'm not sure.
Big heads. Your video really sucks. Get the hell out of my life. Pack your body parts in Ground Zero trucks.
That might be the Philadelphia equivalent of Glenn the Janitor, though.
It sounds like it could be. Is he still on the line, or is he hitting and running?
He's, He's gone.
He was gone like the wind.
It was not Glenn the janitor.
Right.
And he was on hold for 45 minutes.
He was an older gentleman, obviously.
Hello, Tim. Don and Mike Show. Hello, Tim.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Tim Sabian, program director of WNEW. Hi, Tim.
Mike, I was actually calling to ask you, I go to a bar called Ziggs Bar and Grill in Alexandria, and we've been trying to get you guys to play there. Get crap.
Yeah, I know. A guy came up and asked about that. I think we're gonna do that in the near future.
Is it? Can I give you a number?
Listen, I can't handle all these requests.
Your band is so getting in the way.
Let me tell you right now. You know, it's just there's so many there. There are lots of people. We're very hot right now.
Hello, Chris. Don and Mike Show. Hello, Chris. Hey, buddy.
Yo, these guys rock. That's for Tim.
Thank you for Tim. Thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you. I have a friend that's turning 24. Oh. He's gay. Are you guys available for a magician act for his party?
Yeah. I said Tim was the PD of WNEW.
Right. No.
Perhaps I was speaking out of turn. Tim will soon be the program director of WNEW.
Not soon enough.
He is the program director now of...
Just kidding, Jeremy.
...of WYSP.
I didn't really mean that.
And also the program director of WCKG in Chicago.
Very good.
And Tim will be the man who brings the Don and Mike Show to Chicago.
A very, very professional man.
He will be. He will be the man.
I like Tim.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, Don and Mike. Let's go to the Philly lines. Hello.
Hi, it's Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
What's up? My name's Dave.
Hi, Dave.
I used to go to 12 to 6 outside Philadelphia, outside your radio station.
Oh, yeah, right, at WJFK land.
Yeah, yeah, nobody can slight that Paul the Sixth education.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
BVIs.
Continue on, my verbally challenged friend.
Where you live in Philadelphia now?
Yeah, now go to Villanova.
Ah, Villanova, good Catholic guy. Well, so you got to be a smart guy to get to Villanova.
Yeah, a little bit.
Very good. Good Catholic, good smart guy.
Howie Long went there.
Yeah, that's true.
Howard Long went there.
Yeah, but that's the football thing. That's the athlete thing.
Yeah, I guess so.
So, I mean, he could go...
what can we do for you?
No, I'm just giving you a call to say I'm glad you guys are finally up here in Philadelphia. I scheduled my classes for next semester so I can hear you from 11 to 3.
That's all right, great beautiful. School. Great school from Philly, Villanova.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello. Yeah, you're on the air.
Watch my line.
You know,
to smell the poot.
You know, I don't know if it's the same guy calling.
It's got to be the same guy. Watch my line. That's him all the way.
On the Philly line. Rob and I were having a debate, though, when he was doing his parody of Beat the Clock.
Right.
Rob thinks it's Beat the Mail. Clock without the L.
The male
song. Oh, no, I think it was Beat the... I think it's funnier if it's Beat the C word. C-word.
Yeah. Right, Beat the C word. Okay, let's...
It could work both ways, though.
The other way it rhymes, though.
It's, I want to get back to the tape of Spike at the Mall. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Ashlyn from Pottstown, PA.
Oh, hi, Ashlyn.
I'm calling to say you guys rock.
Thank you. Finally, someone from Philadelphia says it. Thank you. And you got to say that's for Tim.
That's and, for you, Tim. I guess I remember the days of the Pottstown Firebirds. Are you old enough to remember that?
1972. I'm not real sure.
There you go. Yeah, Pottstown Firebirds.
I remember Pottstown.
Do you remember Pottstown?
Of course. Buzz and I played checkers with Jesus when he was a boy.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you, honey.
Buzz was actually a member of the semi-pro football team Pottstown Firebirds. Buzz was the head cheerleader.
Thank you very much.
And then the coal miners would take a train on him.
All right, so Spike... Spike goes to the King of Prussia Mall,
right,
and he gets kicked out.
Yes, and he wasn't kicked out in a very nice way either.
So he goes to another mall. Now Spike is going to another mall, and incidentally, in the first mall, we did pretty good with people who knew who we were. Some people said we sucked.
I was absolutely surprised.
Mm-hmm. Some people said we sucked. Some people said they liked the show.
Right.
And thank you again to Spike, our Philadelphia producer. When the guy says he likes the show, he goes,
"Are you being honest?
Are you being honest?"
You know, when somebody says we suck, he moves right along. You know, I want to ask if they're being honest when you say we suck.
Okay, so now he's at a new mall. Here we go. More with Spike talking to random people from Philadelphia.
This is Spike at the Ye Olde Colonial Mall.
Have you heard of Don and Mike?
The new guys on YSP?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you heard them at all?
Briefly.
What'd you think?
Yeah, I listened to a couple minutes. I didn't really hear too much of them.
So nothing?
Yeah, not really.
All right, thanks again for the help, though, Spike.
Thank you.
Because at least the guy says that he's heard of us.
Yeah, instead of cutting him off and saying thank you for listening. But you know what? I like Spike's honesty.
Sure, let's hear
You're
it.
You're getting the real deal.
Let's hear it again.
Have you heard of Don and Mike?
The new guys on YSP?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you heard them at all?
Briefly.
What'd you think?
To be honest, I listened to a couple minutes. I didn't really hear too much of them.
So nothing?
Yeah, not really.
See, it's the so nothing. That's the part that gets me.
So nothing.
Okay, here we go.
So nothing?
So nothing. Next person.
Have you ever heard of Don and Mike?
No.
Any guess?
No.
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 No. Not no. No.
No.
So no.
No.
So nothing.
Just ask you two questions. Record it for broadcast. Is that okay?
Record it for broadcast.
I'm recording it for broadcast for the radio. Is that okay? I just want to ask you like two questions. Have you ever heard of Don and Mike?
No.
Any guess as to who they are?
No.
No.
Florida.
You never heard the names before?
No.
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 Here's another person.
Have you ever heard of Don and Mike?
Don and Mike. Are they DJs?
Yeah.
I did, and I can't remember where from. Don and Mike.
Where from?
I heard of Bob and Tom.
Yeah, they're not Bob and Tom, though. They're different.
Thank God.
Don and Mike. What station?
Well, that's what I'm supposed to be asking you. So you don't ever remember hearing them?
It sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
Sounds familiar.
Bob and Tom's from Jersey. We got... Wait, they're not from YSP, are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I do.
Have you heard of them before?
Definitely. I listen to them every day.
After
Stern.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my God.
Yeah, definitely. Cool.
It took this guy a while to get
him
dialed
in. The shows, anything that sticks out?
You know what? It took me a while. I listen to him when I get... I listen to him at work. And it took me a week. They've only been on for a couple months.
Yeah, like less than a month, actually.
Yeah, about a month.
Yeah,
yeah, I do. I like the fact that... trying to think. See, now you got me on the spot here. I'm trying to... Hold on. What the last thing I listened to is, you got me coming out of a bar, you know? That ain't right, dude.
You get more honest responses out of a bar, though.
You got me on the way in, and I could have told you. At least I got it right, right?
You're really asking for sex.
This is great. Spike, this is great stuff.
I don't know. But you
like the show?
I do. I really do.
Okay.
I listen to him.
Great. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Listen on Monday. You know what?
I wish you would have got me on the way in because I just started listening to him.
Yeah.
And I just liked it. I liked it because it was not as... I like Stern and I like O&A, but it's not as... It's more of an adult... Not adult, but you know what I mean?
A little less...
Yeah, wacky, and it's just good humor.
Okay.
I really appreciate it. Yeah, it's good.
I'm glad you like it.
All right.
Thanks very much.
Yeah. Thanks. From a drunk guy.
With a good humor, man.
from a freaking drunk guy.
Oh, my.
Let's go back to the Philly lines. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello?
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 Hi, Donna Mike Show. Turn your radio down, please.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay, honey.
Hi, I called earlier. I'm Elise, remember?
Are you the lady who was going to come down and say hi?
Yeah.
Are you the Shoshana Lowenstein lookalike?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to come down, but I can't.
Oh, you lied.
You lied to us.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Philadelphia whore.
Oh,
hello,
dear, Rob.
Rob,
behave yourself.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
We're guests here.
Hello.
Hello.
Philly line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello?
Yes, Philadelphia. Hello.
Is Mike there?
I'm here.
Mike?
Yes.
Oh, I just wanted to talk to you.
Well, it's nice to talk to you.
Oh, you know what? When Lisa came in the last time and you did that little segment?
Yes.
Oh, I was pretending it was me.
That's wonderful.
Mike, you are... Hello?
Hello?
Oh, Mike. I just... Sorry. Just hit your voice. It sets me off.
Well, thank you. I'm getting you off.
Oh,
yeah, what are you, a fag?
I kind of go both ways, but I'm just, to hear Mike's voice, just, oh.
All right, there you go, Mike. Another fan.
Wrong
button, my mistake.
Yeah, you probably ruined it with that. Hitting that button probably, took the mood away from the guy.
Sorry. That's what I'm trying to go for.
Hey, sir, work it.
Oh, I'm
work your man?
Work it for me.
Work
your man.
There you go.
Work it for me.
Is that magical or what?
Don and Mike Show. Hello, Don and Mike.
How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
I just wanted to say welcome to Philly.
You live in Philly?
Yeah.
I said welcome to Philly.
Oh, welcome. Yes. Well, thank you.
You guys rock, and
that's for Tim.
Thank you.
Okay. Come on now. Come on. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Didn't want him to work it.
I know who that was that called in singing.
Who's that?
Philadelphia Mayor John Street.
The singing mayor.
Thank you, my friend. All right, we got a couple more guesses out of the mall.
Very good.
Hold on. Let me go. I don't want to disrespect the other lines. Gladys. Hello, Gladys. Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, guys, you rock, and that's for Tim.
Thank you, honey.
Hi, how you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Glad you're in Philly. Hey, if I had a Subway store in Wichita, my new sandwich would be Tony's Bologna in a douche.
Is this Gladys Kravitz?
Well, one of the Gladyses.
Oh, now she's getting in under the guise of being dishonest.
Eric, let's go to... Hang up! Eric, hello,
October
Eric.
October 1st, Gladys, yeah. October
Eric,
1st.
Eric, Dynamite yeah. Show, hello.
How's it going?
Great, thanks.
I was hoping I could talk to Rob A.
He's here.
Is he standing up?
Is he standing up? No. Yeah.
I'm about half hour from Sacramento. All we can do is dance.
He wants you to do the dance, Rob.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, both Mike and Rob are going to do the Sacramento dance now.
There it is.
All right, they're both. Buzz, you will attest, and Spike in the back room, you will attest that you can see both Mike and Rob doing their Sacramento dance.
Can't wait to get out there.
Their tribute to Sacramento. Hello, Sarah, Donna Mike Show. Hi, Sarah.
Hello. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great, thanks.
Hi, good. Smiling
I just
today,
to
Sarah.
Call and tell Mike that he was awesome at the State Theater on Friday.
God bless you.
You rock, and that is
God bless
him.
You. Thank you. There goes the band getting in the way to show the show again. Sorry. Thank you.
I know.
God
I'm
bless
sorry,
you, Sarah.
You're awesome, and you
Thank
guys
you.
Did great.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
You guys had a great day.
Sarah. You.
Sarah.
Okay. Two more people to hear out of the shopping mall.
Did you hear that last call, Don? She said we were awesome.
I heard that.
Okay. Heard it.
Here we go. Two more. Two more people to go out of the mall about your primary job. The Don and Mike Show. Do they know who we are?
Have you ever heard of Don and Mike?
Mike Schmidt and Don King.
Mike
Schmidt and Don King.
No, Mike Schmidt and Don King.
Okay.
Is there
we
any more?
One more. We got one more. One more person at the mall. So our batting average is pretty good.
Now, I want to know if Spike edited this or if these were all random because, you know, we want to know if he's giving us the real skinny here.
No, these are all random.
Okay.
The only ones that I didn't play for you are the ones that said doesn't know or won't guess.
Okay, very good.
Okay? I've played all the other ones for you.
Good.
Have you ever heard of Don and Mike? Don and Mike?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Don and Mike? Don and Mike?
Don and Mike.
Don, D-O-N. Uh-huh.
Don?
Yeah, what do they do? Do you have an opinion on them? Or?
Well, on the... Whose show is that? I heard of them on... what's the name show? On...
Don and Mike.
Come on the Tonight Show. What's his name?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Jay Leno.
Jay Leno. Talk about Don and Mike.
There.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Right. What do you think of him? Did you say?
I have an opinion on him.
Oh, Don and Mike.
You know? Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I've never heard of him.
Yeah, that's your opinion.
I've never heard of him. Oh.
But...
Don and Mike.
Off of the Jay Leno Tonight Show?
Well, that's what I'm asking.
Are you one of them?
No, I'm not one of them.
Okay. And his sisters and brothers, Don, what's his name? And Mike. You know what I'm talking about? Donnie.
That's me, Donnie.
Donnie,
that's me.
Osman.
Yeah.
Osman.
What do you and what do you think of him?
You're talking about right?
Yeah. What do you think?
Donnie Osman, Michael Jackson.
I like them.
Both of them?
Yeah. Donnie and Michael.
Yeah. Donnie and Michael Jackson.
Donnie Osman and Michael Jackson.
Those are two different people, but they don't even they don't work together or do shows together.
No, he didn't say yes. Oh, we think of them.
Did you like them?
Yes.
Even Donnie Osman?
Of course. We grew up with Donny Osmond.
Yeah.
You gotta pray for Michael Jackson, though.
Yeah, I think he needs it. Yeah. Thank you very much.
What is that for?
It's for Infinity Broadcasting.
Oh.
Yeah. It's, thank you, God.
There you go.
The best one.
Yes, you got that right, Spike.
No kidding.
Oh, you want to talk about Marie Osmond?
This is the best one so far. Finishing with a bang.
There you go. That Thank you to Spike. Nice.
Spike, way to kick ass.
Job,
That's
Spike.
Awesome. Great job.
Hey, man.
Yeah, put Spike in the suitcase.
And there's a partial answer. Who's listening? Well, some people are listening, and some people think we're Donny Osmond and Michael Jackson.
I'll pray for him.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Going back to the Philly lines now. Hello.
Hello. Hey. Hi. Just want to welcome you guys to the area. I listened to you when I was in Virginia, and I'm glad you're up here. I did want to say, Mike, your voice is nice, but doesn't... Well, wait, let me check. No, it doesn't excite me.
I'm sorry to hear that, sir. Right,
but I'm glad you're here. Anyway.
I wish you could see the light like that last gentleman on the call.
Thank you. Thank you.
Work it.
We're going to clear the lines out now. God.
Work your trick.
God, you are such a...
Work it, sir.
Get a call 100. Give me a chance to win $300 right now with a celebrity burp.
Work it right now.
If you can guess the celebrity burping, you'll win $300. 877-365-3636, the national numbers. New York, D.C., Philly, use your local numbers.
Work it.
Call 100. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
No. Relieving himself.
Jeremy.
And I said, sir, this is not a bathroom. Sir, this is not a bathroom. Imagine
Jeremy.
A small room and a grown man
Jeremy
defecating in that small room and spraying it all over.
Jeremy.
Imagine that smell. You can't hide it.
Jeremy.
It was very bad.
Golden.
Very bad.
Hey, you guys.
The Don and Mark.
I think we've always had a handle on how dumb we are.
You might even call it educational.
Kiss my Duke.
Smell the scene.
I love this moment.
Actually, I'm looking forward to my anal electrocution.
With a zero tolerance policy for everything, the Don and Mike Show.
Damn straight. Today. From 94 WYSP, the rock station, Philadelphia.
Man, have they gone out of their way to make us feel welcome here today. We appreciate it.
Tomorrow we'll be at WNEW in New York.
Same goes for them.
Coming soon, the all-caller show.
Very good.
One day we're just going to come in, and it's just going to be you guys.
That's it. Just be aware.
I mean, we're not taking the day off, because if it turns out to be a total train wreck.
Yeah, don't beware. Be aware.
But the all-caller show coming soon. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, your show rocks. That's for Tim.
Thank you, my friend. And who's this?
This is Sean from Philly.
Sean from Philly. You are call 100. Let me give you...
Hold on. Oh, Christ. What do I got?
Oh, Kid Rock tickets.
Yeah, that
rock. Kid Rock, another 94 WYSP rock event, Kid Rock and Lit, May 9th at the Spectrum. Now you'll play for $300 with the celebrity burp. We'll play you the tape of a celebrity burping. Give you 15 seconds to think about it. Give us the correct name. You win the money. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, don't answer until Mike sings like
Liza Minnelli.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
There. There. There it is. Now, once again, I've highlighted for you at the end. And your new clue today, besides the fact the person is an entertainer, an actor, or an actress, a handsome devil.
And the odds are in my favor.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I'll go back to Robert Goulet.
Thank you. I like what I like.
I fear change.
I don't fear change.
I won't do it.
I'm in a new radio station today.
I understand.
But I like what I like.
Robert Goulet.
Hello.
Yeah.
Who is it?
He hung up.
No, I hung up on him. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Thank God. I almost did it again. Who is it?
Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler.
No. No, he is.
Man, I thought that was going to fall with the handsome comment you made earlier.
He is a handsome devil. Thank you, my friend. And don't forget that every guest is a clue for you.
Sorry.
Clue for you. Thanks for listening. Hold on just a second. And thank you for listening to the show on YSP. Now, I have, I see we're coming up on the news show with Buzz. Mm-hmm. Howdy, Buzz.
Hi.
I don't know if you're going to have this in your news show or not today, but I've got it here that Bob Guccione is facing financial ruin because he's losing so much money from Penthouse.
Oh, we've got to save him.
Bob Guccione may have to sell his New York house, the largest house in Manhattan, and his artwork, which features Renoir and Picasso.
I'm a collector.
Now, that's just a setup to a whole bunch of great new sex lines that I found.
Very good.
Now, we got a lot of... We're not going to be dialing for transvestites here.
Okay.
We're simply going to call some sex lines. Because I got a couple new magazines. Well, we could call a gay one.
Bob Guccione, all that money just pissed away.
We never... I don't think we've ever called a gay sex line and pretended to be gay.
No, we haven't. Can we do that?
We have. Well, hold on. We also have.
Work it.
We also have the Shemale hotline.
Okay.
As you can see, they have a picture here of a woman with breasts and a big hog.
Oh, that's disturbing.
We have Dairy Pillows.
Hey.
The Dairy Pillows line. That's for a
big-breasted
big
women.
Boobs. The Golden Showers line.
I like that. So does Bob.
Don't delete this out. Because I'm going to say in Pig Latin, is pay, arty pay.
Ah.
Wow.
Do you think that's a reason that Guccione has to sell his house? Too much of that in the magazine?
I don't know.
Wow. Too much of that in the
it's
house.
Never worked for me.
Hello, Stanley Steamer.
1-900. Like you would prick yourself with a pin.
Oh.
1-900, prick yourself with a pin.
Oh, really?
Okay.
What is that one? Show me that one. What is 1-900?
See the ad?
1-900.
P-R-I-C.
Wow.
Okay, all right.
Then we have the all black line.
What? Yeah.
I'm wet and black.
Oh, yeah.
The cocoa line.
Cocoa.
We have,
cocoa.
Okay, well, which one do you want to try?
I want to try the gay line.
The gay line?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There we go. Let me get a phone going.
And if not, what is it, dairy cushions?
Yeah. Dairy pillows.
Dairy pillows.
You know, nothing beats the ad we saw in New York that time, Don. Free Rubber D. That was a great ad.
And a great promotion.
Well, I took advantage of it.
Uh-huh. There was a store that was giving away free rubber Ds.
Right.
Like your Ds and your Bs.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
D and Bs.
Big ad. Free rubber D.
Now, am I going to be able to make a 900 call here?
It's always a crapshoot. You never can tell how the phones are set up.
Hello?
I hear nothing. There we go.
I still hear nothing. I'm kidding.
You're kidding, of course. Oh.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Damn it. What is the name of the gay line?
Hold on.
The gay line.
I told you.
1-900 PRIC.
Oh, that's it.
That's what it is.
Of course, that would follow.
Okay.
Hello.
That's the gay line.
Hello.
Now I'm calling the almost a lady line. If my...
Is this Shemale?
If my teeth don't attract you, my big C will.
It's funny how you chose this one without even asking.
Oh.
Why are you attracted to this line?
The call cannot be completed as dialed.
Okay.
Please check the number and dial again.
How about Dairy Pillows?
All right, hold on. Let me find it. So many ads here. Let me find the Dairy Pillows one.
Dairy Pillows. I'm Bob Guccione.
Hold on a second.
I hope you'll pick up my magazine and enjoy my Dairy Pillows.
Sorry about your art collection.
Sorry about that.
Dairy Pillows.
What are you, yellow?
Okay, hold on.
Ever since I had women doing that in my magazine, things have gone south. But I'm happy to have the largest home in Manhattan. Wonderful. Would you come over for a photo shoot? Hey, I see you're wearing my key necklace. Wonderful. Go for the gold. Would you like to shower before your photo shoot? This is Bob Guccione. I'm selling my art collection. Ever since those women started showering people in my magazine.
Any sculpture?
No sculpture. I have my standards. No fetid sculpture.
You like to watch, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. First, I like to hold it as long as I can.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just let it go and feel a warm, wet release come spilling. Oh, baby, the release is such a turn on.
Oh, dear.
Oh, it gets me so hot.
I called one of the golden showers.
I guess you did.
Bathroom babes, they're brought to you by Pleasure Entertainment for as low as...
You walk in a line here.
Depending on menu selection, you must be 18 or over to receive pleasure from any of our services. Enter your Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express card.
Hold on. All right.
Got another one?
Yeah.
Receive pleasure.
Hello, this is Bob Guccione. I'm calling to receive pleasure.
Right now.
Right now. Hello, darling.
I'm trying another one now for you.
Very exciting, Don.
Thank you for responding to our exciting Freeze Wireless second phone offer.
No.
That's certainly not the right thing.
Certainly is not what I was looking for. Hold on.
I'm looking for one of my pets.
Hold on a second.
One of my pets with her key necklace.
You wanted the pillow lines, right?
Yes, the dairy pillows.
Let me see. There's 1-800-DEEP, 1-800-MOAN, 1-800-HARD-TEETS. I am going to hurt you line.
Oh, I don't like that.
Anal Playmates. Juicy Orientals. Yeah. Select a Slut.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try Select a Slut.
Select a Slut.
Thanks for calling Select a Slut. Thank you. Glad to have you with us. It's the Select a Slut line.
Hi there. Welcome to Select a Slut. I'm Larry Michael.
Well, maybe one of these days we'll find one of these that we can use for the...
Please enter your ID code now.
ID code?
If you don't have one, please hold on.
She sounded Asian.
Yes.
Enter ID code.
You've reached the live one-on-one select line where you get to hear samples of hot, sexy women, and then you choose the one you want to talk to live.
Live.
All right.
Live.
I found the dairy pillows one for you.
Use Sylvania light bulbs. I do.
Oh, put me to sleep on your dairy pillows. There you go, baby.
Let me caress your face.
I love what you say.
Hi, boys.
Hi.
It's on my ad. So how about these knockers?
Yeah.
I love the feel of your hot body nestled in between my big breasts.
Oh.
It makes me wet.
Oh, dear gosh.
I want to feel your hot body all over mine.
Uh-huh.
You get me and all my big-breasted girlfriends.
Yes.
To get your hands on these knockers, all you have to do is... if you're an experienced caller, enter your credit card number at any time.
Credit card. I'm not experienced.
Yeah. For more hot and wild sex without the need of a credit card, call me now at 1-900-258-4S. That's 1-900-258-4277, where no credit card is required. You must be at least 18 to enjoy this service.
Hey, that's 1-800-ASK-FOR-ASS. Is it the same number?
No, it's not. It's different. It's 258.
258.
Caller, you can enter your credit card number at any time.
She doesn't even say dairy pillows.
Yeah.
Why don't you enter a fake number in there, just a random number, and then maybe somebody will talk to us.
Hi there.
Your code wasn't approved.
Please re-enter your card number now.
Totally different number.
I'm sorry. Please re-enter your card number now. Sorry I can't process your request, but don't feel let down. You don't need a credit card to let me bring you back up. Call me at 1-900-258-4277. That's 1-900-258-4S.
Okay, 4S. Okay,
very
good.
Let me try one more, and then we'll get to
the... You want to try the 258?
258 what?
It's 258-4277. 900, right?
Yeah, but I think we've had a problem getting through on the 900 numbers.
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
You've reached 1-900-258-4S. That's 1-900-258-4277.
All right.
I've been waiting for your call.
Here we are.
So hot.
Thank you.
Wet and horny. I could just explode.
Me too.
Ooh, are you ready to have your every desire fulfilled?
Yes.
All your wildest fantasies come true?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah, then hold on, baby. Hold on.
I'm holding.
You're in for one hell of a ride.
Ooh, okay, outstanding.
$249 to $399 but you must be 18. Sponsored by SK Enterprises. For customer service, please call 1-800-777-1249. Billing begins 3 seconds after the tone.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Each call has an access fee of $5.99.
Go ahead.
Please be aware that customer service time may be billed at the prevailing permanent rate.
Well, we're running out of time here today.
Quality
the prevailing rate of $1 million an hour.
Oh, there we go.
Hello.
Hello. Which line was this?
I'm not sure, doctor.
2584-ASS. Sexy girl. Only $3.99 per minute. Remember, to get back to the main menu, you can...
I recognize that woman's voice. What was that?
That was Buzz.
Hello? Come on.
Darling?
Please?
Are you bisexual?
Yes, I am.
did your husband know?
Don and Mike show, you're on the air.
Hello?
Really?
Hello?
What is that?
Hello?
You guys are getting annoying with the hello.
Hello?
Who are you people?
My name is Dr. Donald Goldstein.
And I'm Michael Goodman, attorney at law.
Yeah, right.
That's the truth.
What are you whores doing today?
I know.
What are you dirty birdies up to?
What are you whores doing?
What are we, whores?
Yes, yes. What are you whores?
Why don't you McDonald's fry turners get off the air?
Why don't you, what are you whores up to?
Come on, whores.
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 We're not whores.
You're a whore.
You're a whore.
You're a big smelly whore.
Smelly whore, smelly whore.
You're a dirty smelly whore.
You know, you little boys need to grow up.
Dirty, what do you mean little boys? Do we sound like little boys to you?
I am a doctor.
And I'm an attorney at law. Do I sound like a boy?
You're, right. You're not no attorney at law. You sound like a child.
Not no? How about
not no?
Not no. Your English, your grammar is horrible.
You're a whore.
Yeah.
Go F yourself, douchebag.
Well, then hang up.
Your puzzy smells like garbage.
That's grown up.
Go, Bob. On my knob.
He
ass
really
munch.
Like an attorney, doesn't he? Oh, yeah.
I got
he
it.
He wishes he was attorney.
Bite my left nipple, ass wipe.
Listen to these two.
Oh, my God, Jesus Christ.
Hey, honey, you're just
all right, hit Buzz's music.
Two girls like us. Anyway.
Hit Buzz's music.
Okay.
I think we...
Ooh, like
is there another guy?
There's another guy.
Well, okay, this is Kirsten. I'm 5'7". I have long, dirty blonde hair.
Hello. Liar. Liar, you're lying. You're lying, you're a big fat pig.
Hello, whores.
5'37".
Whores. Whores, you're big fat pigs. You don't have long, dirty blonde hair.
Hello, whores.
Hey. You have short, matted hair.
Hey, whores.
And you eat donuts all day, and you sit in a smelly chair.
The supposed lawyer's back.
Hello, I'm a doctor, he's a lawyer.
That's
hello,
right, he's Dr. Goldstein,
and he's attorney Goodman.
Michael Goodman, attorney of law.
Dumb button on that.
All right, let's go to a bunch of the news. Joe, hit it.
The party line.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
He did.
He made it up.
And, Buzz, what is your lead story today? The fact that we found another great 1-900 sex line?
Well, you did find a great line, but today's lead is of Philadelphia couples in the doghouse for putting their boy in the doghouse.
Oh, that was our lead story today, right?
Yes, it was.
Okay, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned. For news and comment.
News and comments.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show.
That was very professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show. First comes the live entertainment, right? The Don and Mike Show.
I'm sure you'll find it interesting.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, that's against the law. You're coming with me.
The Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Are you insane?
Please, that big old hunk of burning little crack of white meat.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's a great pleasure to see you all here today.
Great to be in Philadelphia at 94 WYSP.
I just told the dumb button girl was going crazy during that last segment.
Maybe a little too much sexual content?
Too much of something. Sorry about that. We'll work on that.
Yeah, we will.
It's just a lot of fun talking to dirty girls on the phone.
Yeah, especially that little party line thing that was happening there. I enjoyed that.
Here now with the news is Guy Birdley. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Donna, Mike. A suburban Philadelphia couple is now fighting to get back their son. Authorities took away the 12-year-old after neighbors complained the boy was being held in a doghouse. The mother and her boyfriend say it was all just a big misunderstanding, that it was just a joke. But police say they hear it was a punishment for something the boy had done earlier.
We've gotten calls today from
like doing the neighbor's dog.
One call from a guy, because the story happened in the Philadelphia area, saying that he was having sex with...
And who knows what the truth... Do we have any more information, Buzz?
The police have not said what the alleged punishment was supposed to be for, so no, we still don't know. The couple is sticking by their story, though. In fact, they're talking about filing a defamation of character lawsuit against the neighbors who complained to police. They say the boy could have easily pushed his way out of the doghouse any time with his pinky finger. All the
after Dad nailed
it shut.
Nailed it shut. Right.
You could have easily gotten out of the doghouse. Well, the suicide bombings in the Middle East have put the U.S. on alert. A similar attack in this country is a serious threat, according to U.S. intelligence. One official tells Time magazine it's something to be concerned about. But other experts say the Palestinians doing the bombing in Israel have no interest in attacking anything on U.S. soil. They say Palestinian terrorists see America as their only hope in reigning in Israel. A half dozen New York priests have been asked to step down after sexual misconduct charges. Their names appear on a list of accused priests that's been turned over to prosecutors. Most of the names have not been made public because all six cases are still being investigated.
Father Pat McGroin is on that list.
Sure. Since the year began, dozens of priests from around the country have been suspended or forced to resign. Now there are calls for the resignation of Edward Cardinal Egan for being slow to address the problem in the New York area.
I'm Father Rection. Nice to meet you. My name is Father Rection. Hugh Rection. Hugh G. Rection.
One of Philadelphia's mounted policemen is accused of mounting a 13-year-old.
Oh, no. Now, Buzz, you know, I will not allow this story because the mounted policeman was so nice to me yesterday.
Yes, yours was very nice.
And listen, the girl, at the time that he was mounting her, when he was helping with OnStar, she appeared to be 18.
Absolutely. This is a different girl, too. This veteran officer, 59-year-old Walter Helinski, is accused of hooking up with the girl at a horse riding club. He was locked up today after an internal investigation. That investigation was launched after an anonymous complaint. The officer, a 34-year veteran officer, married with two kids, had never been suspended before. He's now out for 30 days without pay and probably looking at unemployment. Madonna is telling her dad, Papa don't leech. The New York Post quotes Madonna's stepmom as saying the singer is refusing to help her 70-year-old father. Tony Ciccone is reportedly about to lose his house.
Hey, it's Tony Ciccone.
As he struggles to keep his business afloat, he runs a vineyard outside Detroit. If you were going to start a vineyard, would you choose suburban Detroit to do it? He's been forced to ask for help from the government.
My Detroit vineyard.
Quoting the stepmom, Joan Ciccone, or Joni to her friends.
Joni Ciccone. Why not just get some of your daughter's underpants and just wring them out and sell that?
Fine Madonna wine.
Maybe they want white wine.
Stepmom. Stepmom says she knew the position we were in because she had come to stay and even brought her children. A Philadelphia lawyer is suing AOL after finding a sexually explicit description of his 13-year-old daughter online. Joseph Finley of Bucks County is suing for defamation. He says AOL damaged his daughter's reputation by failing to protect against identity theft. AOL blames the identity thieves and says the lawsuit against him is frivolous.
That is an insult to my daughter.
And without merit.
To my doctors.
I will tear your tongue out by the roots.
Apparently someone had hacked into his daughter's AOL profile. And quoting the lawyer, Dad, I looked at it and I was blown away.
Hackers, Jack.
Maids. Freaks of care, your AOL up to your room.
Type in.
A suburban Cincinnati man is in trouble for looking for a dirty housekeeper. 59-year-old Mervin Back ran an ad that simply said, house cleaning, part-time, light housework. But quoting a detective, he wanted a little more than his house cleaned.
I guess that plan's out the window.
The man was arrested by a female undercover cop who answered the ad. She says Mervin propositioned her by asking, let me see a sample of the merchandise. She says he offered $12 an hour for the cleaning and intimate contact with him.
That's what I'd like you to clean.
There you go.
Scrub it down.
Clean me.
Polish.
Mervin, who has no prior criminal record, now faces up to 60 days in jail and a $500 fine. Quoting him, it was just something stupid I did.
Right.
Go, Bob. On my knob. Ass monkey.
Got a break, Buzz. All right. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, who are that dang old internet, man? You just going on there, point and click, get in there, talk about www.com. You got that naked chicks on there, man. You go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. That's my... That's the spot.
The Don and Mike Show.
You've got a weird sense of humor.
Try again. I get funny.
Yes, it's very unusual. Very unusual.
Even better than the good heart of the food, the Don and Mike Show.
I mean, you guys are top of the food chain.
How pathetic is that? What's better than the good part of the boob?
Mm-mm.
Buzz's News and Comment brought to you today by Verizon Unified Communications. Are you unified? There's the pollen making me sound like Peter Brady again.
It is unbelievable up here today.
Are you unified? To find out more, call 877-572-UNIFY or visit VerizonUC.com. Verizon.com. Read as Verizon-UC.com. Ah,
is it stellar copy once again that was put together on someone's computer?
Thank you, Keyhole.
Beautiful.
And now here is Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. In sports, Ken Griffey Jr. is out for at least 3 to 6 weeks after re-injuring his right knee during a run in Montreal. And finally, if you're a woman who doesn't mind pornography and being treated as though you're worthless, here's the job of your dreams. Screw
Producer for the Donna Mike Show.
I'm kidding, Lisa. Screw magazine publisher Al Goldstein is looking for a new secretary. In 2 weeks, he'll be sentenced for harassing his last secretary, but already he's running want ads to find her replacement. The ad in the New York Times actually undersells it. Quote, assistant for a controversial and extremely demanding adult magazine publisher. He put the face of his last secretary on a picture of a nude fat woman and labeled her a dying witch with a posterior resembling the forehead of a beached whale. He also gave out his last secretary's home phone number on his cable TV show.
Now, Lisa, don't point at me like that. I was kidding. I've been SMSing you all day today, right? With nice stuff, okay? Stop it.
I think you've been doing a nice job.
Will you stop it with the Jew to Jew?
I'm sorry.
We're going to do Jew to Jew again very soon on the show.
All right, I'll stop.
All right, Michael?
Yes, of course, Dad. Well, you should mention that.
Donald.
The Goldstein job pays $30,000 a year, and quoting Al Goldstein, no Jews.
I would like to say he is not related to me,
no.
Donald Goldstein.
Or Michael Goodman, attorney at law. We'd like to distance ourselves from him. Or me, Buzz Burbank, on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Hit it, Joe. Sorry, we're out of time. Yes, and we are. And we do want to thank... Okay, thank you. There's the music. Thanks, Joe. I want to thank all of the good people at WYSP. That's Karen and Tim and Richard and Spike.
Spike, yeah, fantastic
and
job.
And all of the great people at WYSP.
Yeah, good people up here.
Made us feel so very nice. We will be back in Philadelphia, I think, on our next road trip.
Very good.
Thanks again to everybody. We're up to New York tomorrow. We'll see you then. I don't want to give anybody a hint about tomorrow's show. Maybe you should. But maybe tomorrow's the day. Okay? That's it. That's all I have time for.
That's all you need to say.
Maybe tomorrow is the day.
It could be.
Start calling right at 11.
Amen.
Okay, can the music there, Joe, for a second. Canada music for a second, as we say, in D.C. and in Philadelphia. Good day to you, sir. And we will see you tomorrow. Toodaloo, asses. Okay, so that was a clean out?
Right.
For Philly and for New York.
But you said D.C., you meant New York.
What did I say?
The next advance in laser vision is here. All laser LASIK.
In Philadelphia.
Yeah, well.
So much going on.
We're still on in Philly.
We're still on in Philly?
Yep.
So NEW is the only station that breaks away at 51.
Right.
So it wasn't that clean.
it was dirty as hell.
You want Rob to throw his thing in the air yet?
Yes, yes. Rob, please throw your hand in the air just like Sydney, Tyler, Moore.
Didn't catch it.
So you mean we're doing that whole thing? That Mia. All of that is just for NEW?
I believe so.
The ending at 251?
I believe so.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? That's got to be something we'll discuss on the next edition of Jew to Jew.
But for now, we have to say, toodaloo.
Ass.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.